Blog Talk Radio.
Travel for. So that's the whole problem right now. So
got something that you can have them locked in with and feel free and get them up here. Otherwise, if you ain't got nothing free from them, it's not like it's easy. Everybody knows what goes on, and it's not hard to understand what goes on. You got a show going on, and you got a couple cars locked in. You turn around, you got a few races locked in. Everybody says, well, hell with it, man. If he's locked in, I know everybody's out there looking for runs. Nobody wants to come down to a track and just be testing. 9 times out of 10, when you hear a grudge race, let's just be real. Anytime somebody's got a grudge event, 9 times out of 10, nobody's going out there testing. They're actually out there looking for action. So it's no hard feelings when somebody comes up to you and asks you to run. But it's hard feelings up here in the north for some reason. We get attitudes and shit. Well, he asked me to run. Well, what was he supposed to do? Stand around and twiddle his fingers? And you going? Nobody's supposed to. Somebody's supposed to magically say, "Hey, you guys can run." Nah, one of you guys gonna make the initiative to move and say, "Hey, let's run." So if you got to be turning around and got a chip on your shoulder because somebody asked you to run, you're in the wrong game. Because that's what the grudge game's about—to have some fun with it and ask someone to run. So when you go to a grudge event, everybody's out there is looking for a run. They're not looking out there to just be testing and testing. They're looking for action. I'm just going to give you a prime example of what happened on the phone. One of the guys asked me, "Man, I want to come up there, Joe, find me a run." I said, "Well, who you looking for?" And he said, "I like to have ran with Mike Brown in him." I said, "No problem. You want me to get him on the phone?" He said, "Get him on the phone." I let them talk it. Let me tell you, it didn't even last 3 minutes, and it was locked in. Done deal. Everybody knows how it went down. No problem. They ain't no problem with either one of them. Mike didn't have a problem. He didn't have a problem. They agreed to what they said and be done with it. It's not like, "Oh, man, he called me out. No, I can't do." Well, you know what? If he called you out and you can't do nothing, if you got to ask for something, that's on you. Just say it. Don't be scared. Everybody's got to have a problem. Like, ask and say, "Look, if I can't run you, but if you give me something, we can do something." That's all you have to say. But, I don't know the deal, but a lot of guys don't want to do it. Like begging or whatever. But if a guy asks you, so what? It is what it is. If you want to turn around and say you want to have something, hey, guess what? But don't go back, "I couldn't go and get a run. I came down there, couldn't do nothing." Anybody can get action. I don't care who it is. The problem is, you're going to sit there and just wait there and not even say nothing. You see somebody that you want to ask, hey, go for it. Ain't no problem. They ain't going to have no attitudes. That's the reason why. That's the difference between, when you go to a grudge event and then you're at your regular track, everybody's like freaking mad at each other because he just asked me to race. Come on, please, get over that. Done deal. Let's go out there and let's have some fun with it. That's a sad part. It's not the same like it used to. And you want to say, "Oh, the North is dead." The North ain't really dead. The North can have races, but the problem is sometimes we get attitudes and we take it the wrong way. Got a really chip on their shoulder, a grudge, really mad at each other. For what? For what? That's what I just don't understand. But I'm just telling you right now, Mike Brown got the race. There's a few other people that came from North Carolina, South Carolina, that are actually coming up here right now. We're working on it right now. They're actually trying to lock in for May 1st. They already said it. They're looking for some action. They want to try something. I got a couple guys from Columbia, South Carolina. They called me up today. And they were saying, they're asking me about how. I said, "Listen, I don't know everybody's car. I don't know how they go. I know you tell me what you're looking for. And, you know the person. I'll get in touch with them. And if you want to talk to them, you talk to them. But I'm not gonna say this would be a good match for you. I'm not going to do it. I'll let you guys talk it out. Whatever he asks you, you ask him, whatever, and you can work it out the same way." And that was how Darrell Reed and Mike Brown worked it out. I had nothing to do with neither one. They talked to each other. They already had talked to each other at Gallant. They went in and asked each other about racing. And it ended up raining, actually. And they weren't even supposed to be racing each other. And they ended up talking to each other. But then it was too late. It was, they wanted to do it on Friday. But I know something happened, whatever. It was too late. But they made sure on Saturday to think about it. And, his rain came down on him. He had a locked-in race already. So be it. They got in touch with each other, and let's just say I put them on the phone together, and in less than 5 minutes, it was worked out. And no hard feelings. Nobody's mad at each other. And that's how it should be. That's how it's supposed to be. So, you guys that got the chip on your shoulder and crying about they won't come up here, they'll come up here. Just get on the phone and talk to them. Ask them to see what they do. Lock in. You know, you might have to get a deposit man on there, a middleman to hold the money. But they're no foolishness. You know, if you're going to do it, they're going to do it. That's all. And they don't care about if they lose. They're out there. They might go right back out and try again. LeBron, you know, hey, let's be real. LeBron's out there doing his thing. He doesn't care about, you know, whether or not he's out there having fun. He's doing his thing, and I appreciate what I watched him, you know, and he knows how to hold his own, you know. He knows what he's got to do, and he's actually traveling. If you ask me right now, I think he's leading in the points with everybody, a race of the year, honestly tell you the truth. He's out there having fun with it and doing whatever. He's racing all over. Everywhere you go, you see him, he's out there doing something, you know, and guess what? He's over there, he asked somebody to run, and what it is what it is. Ain't no hard feeling. They talk junk, have fun with it, and be done with it. EP, look at him. Same thing. He just told Darryl Reed, is you going to have your car ready? You ready to do something? I like stuff like that. Whether or not, you know, anybody else, you got people knocking somebody. Then if somebody calls somebody out, they're scared to answer the call. Either you can't run or you can't. You know, you say yes or no, that's it. If you can't do it, you ask for something. That's all. Ain't no big deal. But don't go out and say that you couldn't get a run. I went somewhere and I don't go because you get no runs. They don't come up here. Yeah, you know what? You know, if you turn around and you lock them in, they'll come up and they'll do something. I mean, not everybody wants to go on any track either, so I'm just letting you guys know, too. They'll ask about the track, and they'll tell you in a heartbeat. You know, they want to know whether it's radio prep or slick prep. You know, and 9 times out of 10, that's the problem, too, because you don't want to go on a track and you don't even know nothing about the track. But if you say that it's getting treated or whatever, they don't mind coming over there to do something. Nobody wants to lose on the technicality, and nobody wants to turn their car down because they try to get down the track. Jason's a prime example. Guy goes out there. He gets his runs. How do you think he gets his runs? Let's be real. He asks me, I'll try. I'll do something. But guess what? You know, a lot of other guys, they don't get them. I've been there, and ain't nobody want to do nothing. You're lying. You probably didn't want to say nothing to nobody. Scared to death. That's what it is. But you want to go back and act like you was a big grizzly bear. There's always somebody out there for you. So I'm going to open up these mics up because I know a lot of people are looking to see, watch some races, and they've been talking about it, who they want to go see and all. And I'm just going to be open up these mics now because I see everybody sitting here. So I'm going to open up the first mic. I think this is my man here. 516-7295. Your mic is open.
You know who it is. What's up, fellas? Good evening, good afternoon. Hello, Blackbird is here. 50,000.
What's going on,
Joe? How you feel, man?
Hey, I'm hanging in there pretty good. How about you?
One day at a time. You know, I don't get a chance to come on the show that often, but, you know, I say today I'm going on the show. I want to hear some good shit. I can't wait to May 1st to get on down there.
Okay. What race you looking forward to see that day?
Honestly, anybody that's racing, I just want to get out and smell some smoke, man. It's been a long time since I've seen some racing. When we went to Gallant, that's the first time I've been out in about 2 years. I was so happy to get to a track. You kidding? I don't care who race.
Okay.
I was happy to see Gen Z racing on foot. I was so happy to see him do that.
Oh, man.
And I want to see Jeff Rogers. That's the one I really want to see, Jeff Rogers.
Okay.
I'm betting with him. I'm going with him 100%. Win or lose, I don't care.
You're going with Jeff Rogers versus Mark Jones, huh?
Yes, sir. And anybody want to give me a bet, I'll take a bet.
Okay. Hey, okay. I'm telling you what I'm looking forward to watch. I'm looking forward to watch Weavy and, what's his name, Whoa. I want to see that race.
Oh, man. I like that,
and too. They off the trailer.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know who I got?
That's why you know that race is happening, so that's why I'm looking forward to see that one. And
I got
to
go with my boy.
We called Weavy the Bear of the Week this week, okay?
Yeah. Well, he been out there doing
his
thing.
Weavy did do his thing Sunday. He did his thing. He went out there, and he ran 2 races, so he won both of them. Yeah. But
I
got to say, though.
I got to go with Woo if I'm saying his name right. He like to pat the gas on motherfuckers. I like that. look. That shit there, boy. Fat the gas.
Yeah, look, I got to tell you something. This is no lie. I've been talking to the people, and I'm just telling they're saying it's like 50-50. So I know a lot of guys that turn around that, you know, they're going the opposite way, you know, so it's half and half. So it's a, that makes a good race. That's what it's all
yeah,
about.
Well, you know
when
what?
You turn around and do like
gotta,
that. Everybody's saying, I think we're going to win. I think we be going to win. So that's a good race.
Yeah, it's going to be
you know?
A good race, you know. I just like, you know? I like who I like.
Yeah.
I don't have to win.
Hey, don't get me wrong. It could be a lot of people betting. Matter of fact, Cliffy said if he don't make it, I remember he told me he gave me his money because I guess him and well, the man got a bet or something. Matter of fact,
yeah.
I got to open up some of these mics because, man, they all calling me up and asking, and I'm like, wow, man. But hold on because, you know, they might ask you to bet because you said you like one of them. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be surprised.
Yeah. I'll take a
don't
bet.
Be surprised.
I cash that right to you. No problem.
All right. I'm going to open up this mic right now. Matter of fact, 201-9355, your mic is open.
Yo, good evening. 50, what's going on, my brother? What's going on,
that's
my
man Cliffy.
What's going on, Cliffy? Good seeing you. Ain't nothing to it, man. Same old move, you know, just different day. It was good to see you out there, Galat, as well, man. You and Flex,
yeah, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I caught you on the golf cart cruising through.
Yeah. That's how we do it. You know how we do. Nice and easy.
Oh, yeah. You snuck in and, you know, did what you did and then went your way. All
right. That's how it go. Ease on in and ease on out.
I got to tell Cliffy, too, thanks for hooking me up. He did me a good solid. I really appreciate it. And Robbie also, I tell Robbie, I really appreciate it. That was good.
That's the people we are. We do solid.
Yeah, I gotta give them credit. They actually donated me a golf cart, and I can work on it now. I'm starting to work on the golf cart now as we speak. You know, and whatever, just to get it running and everything else. And I just didn't know them daggone batteries is that damn expensive. But we got them coming, so I didn't know it was that much money, boy. I said, Lord, no.
Yeah.
But I got them, and my son, you know, I got to say, tell Robbie a thanks again for hooking us up. Bought a little Nova from Robbie for my oldest son, so he can go out and have his fun with it, so he's all excited. And that's what it's all about, man. I look at him now. I see him, you know, turn around, buying parts here and there, ready to put the car together, have some fun with it. So that's what I'm looking forward to, seeing him go ahead and have a little toy and have a little action, have a little fun with everybody else too. So, you know, it might not be the fastest, but he's out there having fun with it. And that's the thing. You stay in your own lane and you have fun. You go out of your lane. Could be problems.
Joe, I want to say this. I hope Walter Mann is listening. Listen, that's a cool guy. You know, me and Walter, we talked a lot of smack talk on your show. But listen, Walter, we had a conversation last week. The reason why I didn't get to you, if you listen, is because I cannot make the May 1st to race because me and my nephew, we cannot get off our job. But I am going to shoot
for... And that's understandable.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot for Door Slammers at Memorial Day weekend. So, Walter, if you're listening, you know what? Inshallah, you'll get another phone call, you know, in about Wawa. And, yeah, I got $100 with Weeby. You know, I got faith in people like me, you know, people that go out there no matter what the weather is. You know, they go out there to stand behind their word. So, hell, yeah, and then to see Weeby go out there and win this weekend, I said, oh, shit, I just hope you put that car away then. Don't touch it. You know, stay up in their video, live videos.
Look, all I can tell you is this. All I can tell you about Weeby, I have seen Weeby had a car running fine, and then the next day I see him got the daggone palm oil soap, and he working on the motor. Well, be careful.
And that's a lot. He let his driver get in there. He put somebody in there. I think Meat got in there and drove, from what I understand.
Yes, Meat actually was in there throwing a parachute on him, throwing the parachute on everybody. But, you know, I ain't going to say he's going to throw the parachute on no Whoa now. He's going to He better be holding on because it should be a good one. Good, good, good one.
Just put the bulb on. Just put the bulb on. That's cool. It's good money.
Well, for some reason they call that. They say it's disrespect to throw the laundry on somebody.
50? No, I'm not betting.
Oh man, you know I couldn't get it in fast. I'm gonna say, give me that 100
your voice.
I want that 100. I want that 100.
Hold on. I got to make sure I get my host in there, too. So, Fat Albert, your mic is open.
Yeah, all right. Good evening. Good evening, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Fit there, Cliff.
Fat Albert, top of the morning, bro. I mean, top of the evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I had to call We Be the Bear of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
I had to hit him on.
Yeah, congratulations. I'm glad we get this program together. It's starting to come around for me.
No doubt. Uh-huh. So let me just ask you something then, Fat Albert. Are you going with Weeby or are you going with the man brother, the man son? Come on now. Let me hear.
I'm just going to call out who won on the microphone. That's what I'm going to say. Whoever wins, I'm going to call it out of the microphone. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, man.
But that's going to be a good race, though. That's going to be a good one, though. Weeby might surprise everybody.
I take your bet.
Oh boy!
Hold on.
I'm going with the man that packed the gas.
Oh shoot! Well, let me just make sure I open this mic because I know they've been flashing me on and off. 914-5466. Your mic is open.
The real nasty boo here. I like Weeby for 100.
Oh.
There you go. There you go.
I take that bet.
Last week wasn't nobody saying nothing. There you go, Pee-wee. That's what's up.
I take that bet.
That's
I mean,
a bet.
Everybody's always supporting the top dog. You know, the underdog never gets shown no love, man. There you go, Pee-wee. That's what's up.
Okay. It ain't that. I'm betting with who the hell I like for my 100. If you the one out there and did your thing, I'd have bet 100 on you.
But you didn't. You bet 20 against Cliff.
Because
you bet me. You bet 20 against Cliff.
Oh, man.
Yo, Big Nasty, now you going to blow me up like that on the radio show?
50. The season is just open. The season just opened up. Anything liable to happen. So all that shit, you know, okay. The season, it's a few months in between us with this season. So it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, you're right. Damn. Kiwi.
So 50, that's 100 locked. For the race.
It's a bet. I like, whoa, I like the guy that's patting the gas.
Oh, shoot. Hey, I got to open up another mic because they hit me up. They've been hitting me.
Hold on
1 second.
Whoa,
I don't know what the heck going to get me happening with. They just told me to open their mic up. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, Antoine, this is OGD.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to start with you, Long Island. One of the things I do notice in the DMV, a lot of guys do get frustrated when a man taps on his shoulders. But coming into this game, I always was told this, never shake down at a grudge event unless you need it to shake down. That's what I was always told coming up, always. It's no point in shaking down at a grudge event when you're there to race. Your shaking down should come at a testing tune or a private rental. That's it. And that's the words I live by. If you ever see me shaking down at a grudge event, you know I got an issue. That's it. I don't do no shakedowns. And I don't think none of my team even does shakedowns. That's just the way that we roll. But
okay.
I got a question. Now, this is the question. Ain't nobody asked it yet. I want to know what happened between Tory and Mr. Mayhem race. That's what I want to know.
They didn't race.
I don't know
the
whole story.
Why did the money get back? Can you get Steph on here? I want to hear this.
Let me see, Steph. You hit the one button. Oh, I got another button. Come up. Hold up.
Here we go. Antoine, you just had to do it. This couldn't keep your mouth shut.
We
got somebody on the phone right now. This is James, 704-6149. You can ask him if you
want.
What's
going on?
What up, James? What happened, big partner?
Well, it started out, you know, I keep hearing things about my car that if I come this way, it's going to be a problem. And it wasn't part of the stitch, but, you know, I called Steph.
Right.
You know, I heard one thing, and then he said, nah, that ain't part of the stitch. He answered that right away. I said, oh, okay.
Correct.
No problem. Then I heard another one, you know, a couple of days before the race. So I said, Steph, we need to straighten this out. Get that man on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just going to come out and say it was about my nitrous. Now, when I locked that race in, I locked it in with all steel, all glass, except for the hood, trunk, bumper, and nitrous. On the motor that his brother knew. Right? But
right,
I didn't say
right.
How many stages I was coming with. That ain't got nothing to do with the motor. Apparently, he feels that me putting a plate on that car, is the motor's not the same.
Huh?
So... Yeah.
Wait, say that again.
Yeah. Hell no, that's some dumb shit there. Go ahead, say it again.
Oh.
Yeah, he said, because I put a plate on the car, the motor's not the same. I didn't agree with that. And, I mean, truly, Steph should have just called it right then and said, listen, I ain't got nothing to do with the motor. You know, that's the way I felt about it.
Whatever he wrote on that piece of paper, that's what's locked. You can't add.
It didn't say.
Okay, but
let me.
But how did they even know that you had another plate, another stage of nitrous? How did they even know that shit?
They didn't know. They didn't know. But I heard that that's what was going to be a problem if I came that
way. Right.
So I called.
Wait. I got to ask. I got to be devil advocate now. Do you think that's what it was, or you know that was what it was?
What do you mean?
I'm saying, are you assuming that that's what you think? That's the reason why they didn't want to run, or is it something? Could have been something else.
No. It was said.
It was a nitrous.
It was said that I had another plate on there, or I might come with another plate on there. That I might come with another plate on there.
Well, don't shoot the messenger. I'm gonna be like Fat Albert, and somebody said Tori went to the track and got that time slip and got scared to death.
Hold on, y'all. I got to open up this mic.
Yes.
I got to open up this mic. It ain't fair. I got to let the man be in there. 862.
You got to let the man in.
Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? I am far from the truth that I was scared. Trust and believe. But like James said, the way my brother... know the motor and whatever he had, that's what I was going by. Man, you know, he was honest. He said, listen, I got a plate on it. Okay, that's what he got now. That's not what we saw before. Whether I don't know about any time when he ran anybody else, I don't care. I just know what I remember and what I was told. So if the man came with...
Tell him how what you was going by.
A
picture
who,
he
who
had,
the
right?
The
I'm going. I'm going by the picture
background?
That.
Hold on. Let me see.
I'm gonna try to clear up some numbers right quick. Just make sure. See what's going on.
There you go, Joe. It's gone. Go ahead, Tori.
Well, I'm saying you're going by a picture that your brother had of my motor that was in 2015. He doesn't have.
I don't have nothing to do with that. That's what we're going by. You said the motor that my brother knows. So I said, all right,
that was
cool.
background noise.
That's what we went by.
I had to close the mic.
But,
that's what we went by. So if you add a nitrous plate to something that just had a fogger, that means you made changes. That means you added to it. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't make changes to the motor.
Like I said, I'm not.
I didn't make
changes to the motor.
The motor is
James,
still
it's okay.
The same.
I'm not. Listen, it's okay.
Somebody's got dishes.
At the end of the day, you added a plate to the car. And whoever felt like I was scared because I saw my ticket,
no
that didn't make sense to me.
It wasn't no stints that how much nitrous I could have on the car. Long as the motor was
as long as you had that fogger and you had that fogger, that one sister, I don't care how much you shoot on that one fogger. When you had
nitrous is nitrous.
There you go.
Hey, listen.
If you
want to
put 10 system on, you're coming with nitrous.
Guess what?
You can't tell me how much nitrous to come with.
That's not, but if you listen to what we locked it up on, the way my brother knows it, so it don't matter what anybody else is saying about how much nitrous. It don't matter.
The motor never changed.
Wow.
The motor never changed.
All right, whatever. When you lock somebody in, you lock them on one system or whatever you locking them in on. However it goes. Like I said, I remember the motor had a fog on it. Now, he added a plate to it. That's another system. That's just
so
by
what,
one.
What's the difference if he added the plate? I mean, what's the difference in it? That's what I'm saying. If he's getting a break, what would it matter?
That's why it mattered, because he was getting a break. If it was head up, I probably wouldn't have gave a shit. But he was getting a break, and he had to keep it. So guess what?
So,
he had to come with that problem. But
so
no disrespect to nobody, but my thing is the race is already over. I'm trying to figure out why we're going into details of why. This is that. Why this is that? It's a whole season left for everybody to do what they want
to
do.
I wanted to know what was going on. I personally wanted to know what was going on, but in my opinion, that sounds like some BS to me. That's just my opinion. Because me personally, if he didn't use the plate, it didn't matter.
It don't have the same carburetor on it. It don't have none of that stuff.
James, I understand everybody's sitting there being on your side saying, BS, I saw
a
ticket,
had
I got
a
scared.
He came with a 4500, would that be different?
I'm sorry, say that again?
If the pitcher had an 850 carburetor and he came with a 4500, would that be a difference?
That's not a power additive.
That's not a power additive.
You go from a 4150 to a 4500. That's equivalent to going to nitrous. Come on, man. Listen.
He's supposed to come with one system. If y'all run again. And then you would be like, well, long as you have one system in the stip,
Didn't you say, will we negotiate? Then will we negotiate? That's just what, that's it. I mean, that's it.
That's all.
You got your two systems. Now we know that you got a plate on it. So now I'm aware. Okay. Now, whatever else you did or whatever, it don't matter. We have to renegotiate. So that race is done. There's no need for us to keep talking in circles. It's done.
All he did was he found a way. He said the way he remembered the motor had one stage. He can use that against you if you put another stage on it.
I'm coming with nitrous. I'm coming with whatever I can put on that motherfucker.
But I don't know your motor. If you told me that, I wouldn't know what you came with, so I would just give you the best.
But this is dry
race. You're not saying that's a different story.
But you're this aggressive. You're not supposed to know that.
That goes to show you don't know the history. You don't know the history.
Tory's stip is how his brother seen the motor last, even if it was in 2000. That's how they seen it last.
Yeah. If he saw it with just one stage on it, that's what it's supposed to have, one stage.
You saw Trump last year. Who you see this year?
It's just the way it was still. That's all.
Hey, bro.
I mean,
I drove Coop last year. Who the fuck's in there now?
All right, but I'm trying to say, man, listen, all jokes aside, though, I understand both parties, but technically, if he say we remember the motor have one stage, he stayed. That's what he supposed to have, one stage.
Yeah.
It
like
was
my next
supposed to be the way I remember it. Come on, man, y'all
like
know what's wrong with this goddamn this drug thing. If you don't know how to skip your race, you better fucking pay attention.
And my next tip is going to be that Butch ain't going to be in the staging lanes from opening to closing. That's my next tip.
I'm back quiet.
All right, that's fine. But like I say, when you say something and you agree to something, that's what I go by. That's it.
That's so how you want to negotiate now? How you want to negotiate now? Head up?
Uh-oh.
You coming on one system?
No. I'm coming to win.
To win.
Listen, I'm sure. All right. Since you coming to win, I don't want to sit there and be going back and forth with you. We already know things about you. All right. So I'm just gonna put it like that.
You don't know nothing.
You get.
Put your.
Hold
on, James. Let him finish, James. James, let him finish. Let him finish, James. Hold on. Go ahead, Tori. Go ahead, Tori. Let him finish. He ain't finished yet.
I'll get back at you, James. I'll get back at you.
Now lay into him, James.
You said you're coming to win, right?
I mean, you want me to
come on
one
stage. Shoot that mother as much as you can. You want to use as much as you can in that mother, right?
That's what I was going
to
do to begin
with. No, you were going to use two systems to do what you were going to do, but you're supposed to use one. We're going to go back into the
system. You asked me, was I
going
to shoot?
I don't want to keep going back. I'm talking about now. That's what you were
going
to do.
As much as I can get into it. Yes, I'm going to shoot as much as I can get into it.
I don't blame you. Blow that bitch up. I don't blame you. She's going to do one or two things. She's going to go or blow?
Pretty much.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Shoot that shit. Shoot that shit to smithereens.
You want to try a hater?
Uh-oh.
Sound like one scared and one frightened.
Ain't got nothing to do with it. You acting like I'm coming out there with nitrous too. I'm coming out there natural aspirated. You talking about sound like one scared.
Oh,
bro, it's not like it's a nitrous race. It's nitrous
the
horsepower.
Well, hey, listen. I'm gonna tip my hat to you then. Shit, I didn't know that. I'm talking enough. Shut the fuck up, 50. You don't know what
I'm
talking about.
Nitrous horsepower, that's
funny.
I'm on motor. He's on nitrous.
And he put another system on there. He should be busting the head with that other system. What's wrong with you putting another system on there? And the man coming on motor.
Hold on, 50. Well, you cut all the jokes for a second. I come with one system.
Uh-oh. We're playing poker
here.
Uh-oh,
here we go.
You'll come
in
one system. You'll come one system and do what?
Head up.
I take the back tire from you.
No. Come one system and I might try your head up.
Yeah, that's a good race. Head up.
Come with one system. Now hold up. Wait a minute.
Oh, Lord.
Do you have a laptop for your car?
Oh, Lord, I ain't never heard that one.
I'm asking a question, fellas. Y'all want to see a race? Let
me
negotiate with him. Everybody stay quiet. What did you say?
What does that have to do with it?
Answer the question, yes or no.
No, I don't have a laptop for my car.
I wouldn't ask
so how we going to know you ain't shoot? How we going to know that you didn't shoot two guns if I run you head up?
Because I'm going to show you the motor.
Hey, listen.
I'm going to show you the motor.
You're going to show me the motor. You're going to disconnect the line from
one of
the systems.
I'm going to show you more than 8-volt-1 system on the car. If it's a second system on the car, you win the pot.
God damn it.
Oh, shit.
Now that's what I'm talking about, boy. Shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Fucking
button activated. I'm back on the radio show. Yeah, and pissed him off.
Hey, Joe, mute everybody, Mike, except them two. God damn, that's why the shit can't get locked, because everybody, let them goddamn do it.
It's
my system, you're going to come head up.
You're a good host, out of it. You're telling me to mute everybody. Mike,
and you're not willing to run the quarter. You're going to run only the eight, correct?
I'm going to run eight.
If it's at the beach is only an 8-mile track, just to let you know.
Oh, I'm not going to the beach, so it don't matter. Not with my car. I'm not going to the beach, so Now we got to go. Now we try this. Which track we run
where
that?
Where you go?
I go back to the same track we was going to race at the first time.
That's it? That's it?
Is that I go to MIR as well. I go to MIR as well.
Okay, well, when do you want to go to MIR?
Huh?
When do you want to go to MIR?
Labor Day weekend.
I can't put days on the day I can go. I can't tell them when I can go. I have to get back to you on that.
Joe having a show on the Labor Day weekend that Sunday. Just throwing it out there.
Appreciate
plenty,
it. I'll get back to you on
that.
Plenty
of time for everybody.
That's fair. No, I'll get back to you on that, James.
Okay.
Just do what you got to do, you know, with your races that you got coming up, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Because ain't nothing happening between now and your race in May, so we'll go from there after May, after your first, you know, after your races in May.
Is there any reason why it can't happen?
Because I'm busy from this week. Look,
I got
a lot going on, bro.
I got you.
Well, let's move on. Y'all will get a date one day. Just move on.
Thank you.
All right. Antoine, how that
Where
motor
that
coming along?
Watch
I mean, that hole in that block, how that motor coming along? Good. Great show,
Mike. Hey, all I'm going to say is this. I told you it wouldn't be long for me to have OP. That's all I'm going to tell you.
So ODB going to be ready May 1st?
It won't be ready May 1st.
May 1st. Okay.
But, yeah, she's coming. I'm going to leave ODB. Yeah, after that, just know, you know when I'm coming. I'm coming.
So, hey, Wickenburg, the lock is locked. Aren't they locked?
Yes. Yes.
They
I
locked
can't wait.
May 1st.
Hey, James.
That's the
hey, James.
I want to see.
James, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, my crew texted me, and they asking me, you know, to lock you in, but under one condition. You said you are still, except for your hood.
And
your listen.
Do you want to tell us about my car, and I'm not going to tell you nothing else about my car. I'm coming all still on glass, except for the hood, trunk, and bumper on 28.
Isn't that what I started repeating?
All right, that's it. I'm not telling you nothing about inside my car, under my car, around my car. That's it.
Oh, so you're leaving all that out?
Of course I am.
It's
the money. It's money, math, and mystery.
Good report. I've been saying that ever since I've been on this show. Money, math, mystery.
All right, move on.
Let's go. Let's move on. It ain't going to get locked. All right. But, that's why ODB, okay, we'll see you when you come back. But, whew, boy, you had a hole in that block. Good God almighty.
Man, listen, did you see the piston, didn't you?
Yeah, good God almighty.
Look, we couldn't get the cam out. I had to reorder another cam, which that wasn't nothing anyway. The cam was bent. It almost turned into a U. When you take the pistons out, when we took the lifters and everything out, you can look down and almost see the whole cam bending.
Send me a picture, Antoine. You ain't send me one. Send me one.
You want to see one, Cliffy?
Yeah, you know I do.
It was on Facebook. You ain't seen it. He posted it, Cliffy.
It's right on my page.
He didn't post that U-turn camshaft, though. That's what Cliff want to see.
that's what he want to see. No, I'm not going to show you that. I'll be back. I hurt literally hurt everything. The only thing that I didn't hurt was my head. Thank God. That was the only thing I didn't hurt.
Right.
And that's the most vital part right there. I mean, I'm not gonna go right there.
I dropped the heads off yesterday and I cooked to my head guy. He said, "Man, you got lucky." Lucky.
Yeah, I think that
Wickenburg
and Marcus race gonna be a damn good one.
Wait a minute, Antoine, y'all gave that car the back tire, didn't y'all?
Which one? Green car?
That truck? That car. Yeah.
The green car. We gave the back tire and the clear.
Clear. Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all had already cleared them when your motor went.
I said,
damn.
Yeah.
But it's all right. When I come back, he got everything in race.
Hey, James, not to be funny, they cleared him at the 60-foot.
Jeez, I know. That's what I'm talking about. But the motor went right after that. He was already in front of him.
I was gone. Lord.
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
All right, who rambling? Who unraveling?
That was me. Okay. I know
what to do.
I mute my mic. That was me. Yeah, I give it credit. They were out there doing it.
Hold on. Let me say this. Hey, look, I don't know if y'all be on Facebook, but there's a lot of people saying that there's no race on May 1st, but I'm not knocking them guys. That's their race. But if y'all tell people there is a race, I've been trying to tell people, look, there is a race on May 1st. So if y'all see that bullshit, help us out and just say, no, there is a race. Because there's a lot of shit being put out. I'm arguing with people like, man, it is a race. You know, stop doing that dumb shit on Facebook. I'm getting frustrated over it. So y'all, you know, help me out. Just say, hey, man, it is a race. I'm sorry that both of them ended up on the same day. But, you know, hey. We don't knock your race. Don't knock this race. Jeff and Joe ain't said not one thing about the other group race. Jeff and Joe ain't said not one word, ain't typed one word, ain't got on no back lines and said nothing about them. Hey, wishing the best. But don't get on there and talk about our race like that. Don't do that bullshit. You know, and I've been arguing with people all week. Don't do that bullshit. Yeah, come on.
Unfortunately, Facebook is set up for the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people go on there just specifically. You know, so, I mean, you just got to, you know, do the best you can.
Right.
And I got to say this, yeah, we lost a good one this week. You know, also, if anybody know him, Carroll Carter, CNC Motorsports. Let me just tell you a little bit about Carroll Carter. He been racing for over 50 years, been running B-modified and all the Ford motors, and he comes down to a lot of our races and stuff, and there's a lot of things that a lot of people did not know about. But Carroll Carter, matter of fact, went to go fix me something for me one time. Good guy. Got his own machine shop. He was the one that designed that block that everybody thought that those other guys did it with Kazi and all them, and they were using that block, and it was Carroll Carter. He ended up winning the lawsuit. He won it. They have to pay him every month about that block. So all that pro mod stuff that you saw with the webs and all that made and all that, that was Carroll Carter that did it. I don't know if you ever seen him, you guys, but he's wears glasses, light-skinned guy, really smart. I mean, he's been around. He would turn around and help you. If you had a problem with your motor or whatever, he had his own machine shop. Oh, if you look at it, Drag Illustrated just put a thing out on him, and everybody
should
go check that out.
What he's squatting beside the car, is that him? That picture I saw.
Yep,
he was
that's him. He
down.
Just died.
That's him. Okay, I saw.
They
yeah,
just
I
sent
saw
it out. Now suddenly, he just passed away. 50 years.
Yeah,
they were
yeah,
recognizing him. It was a lot of stuff that was in the back lines, and so he had already put out the blueprint on this here motor. Was doing the thing and getting everybody. He was above his time. Now I'm gonna just let you guys know, he was above his time because he was actually beating everybody and they could never understand what he was doing, how the heck he was beating them. He was doing his own Fords and he was into it heavy. Then he decided that let me try something else. And everybody that had these big Ford motors that you see the pro mods, all them crazy that crazy block, Carroll Carter built that. Carroll Carter was the one that did it. Not Kazi, not none of them other ones. They took his blueprint and did it, and they lost in court, and they had to turn around and pay the man. So I'm just letting everybody know a little history. He did have his blueprint, and he actually got it. So when he was getting it, they had to pay him at all times for that. He was a very well engine builder. And, you know, I mean, everybody could tell you back that. Matter of fact, somebody said he built Jimmy Cunningham's motors back in the day. Man's shop was in Virginia, Manhasset, I think it was. And really good guy, so he was way above his time. He knew a little bit more than everybody else did, and everybody tried to blueprint that block, try to take it from him. But he won in court, and everybody, that was history from there. When I say millions, millions. So everybody that want to say about that pro mod block, that big killer block everybody's talking about with the webs and all that when they made them, Carol Carter was the man. So he got recognized on the magazine, Drag Magazine, and he just passed on us. But if anybody got to meet him, most humble guy, anything you want to ask him, he can explain it and put it so simple. You know, like a lot of times, you know, you listen to an engine builder talk and you'd be like, oh, man, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But he'll explain it a different way just to show you. Or he'll take a Daggone soda bottle and show you how the difference between how it comes down. If you make a tunnel, you make it shake it a little bit. Like, I don't know if anybody ever seen somebody get the water bottle and you want to fill something up, you make it cause tornado, you spin it, and the bottle will empty faster instead of going Google, 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 and it's a tornado. He was telling me the theory, how it goes. And I was like, wow, he was way beyond his time. I was like, that guy was impressive when I went there. I was really impressed.
Right.
If I had a Ford motor, I'd have went to him because he was like, you know, he knew the blocks. He could tell you anything, whatever you wanted to do, and he was good at it. He had the little Ford, if anybody ever seen it, the little, I don't know if it's a Falcon. He used to run a motor, and he used to dial in like 530s, 520s, the blue and white one on motor. You know, his son was driving it. His son is still around. I think his kid's son is Chris. But a very great guy. And he'd surely be missed. But hold on, guys, because I got to make sure I open up this mic because I know a lot of people have been asking me. And if anybody else got any other races they want to see or know is coming up, go ahead and
I like Weeby. I like Weeby over War War.
You like Weeby over? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I think 50 already took 100 with Pee Wee so far, so I don't think he's gonna take another one.
He might. Don't say what I won't do. Don't say what I won't do. Please don't do that. Don't say what I won't do. How much you want to bet? You want to bet $50? You want to bet 50?
I'll bet 50 with 50 grand.
Okay, I don't know who this is, but tell me who this is. Somebody tell me who this is. I know where to collect my money from.
That's James.
That's James.
That's who?
Okay.
Okay. James. I mean, I don't know who he is, but it's a bet.
Okay. Well,
like
him.
He's going to pat the guy. He's going to pat the fucking guy.
I like Mike Brown over Ben Nova.
I bet you. How much you want to bet on that?
I'll bet you another
Ooh.
50.
No. I tell you what, bet 100 on both of them. Now you done pissed me off. Bet 100 on both of them.
Oh shit! Just
because,
just because
you pissed, I pissed you off. Neither one of them make my car. I bet you 50 on each one.
It's a bet. I gotta take it. I can't let you get away with that. I knew you were gonna say that. You thought I was gonna say no bet? It's a bet, my man. It's a bet.
Anybody want to bet with Wicked Bird? I take Marcus over Wicked Bird for any amount.
I ain't never seen Wicked Bird do nothing to get his nuts knocked out.
I got a call out. I got a call out, Long Island Joe.
All
right. Hey, Cliffy, will you be there May 1st? And if you will, we will take Lil Wonder.
He ain't
going to
be there. He ain't going to
be there.
He ain't going to
be
there.
He ain't
going to
be there.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Any other bets? Anybody else want to get some bets here before we go on to the next caller?
Let him finish because you know what? Memorial Day weekend is right behind May 1st. Finish what you're saying.
You said what now? Oh,
he said Memorial Day weekend. He going to be there for Memorial Day weekend at Bud's Creek. So say what you were going to say so you can finish it.
We will take Little Wonder and run you on motor. Yes, we will run you for three on 1,000. We will take Little Wonder on motor and run you on gate.
Oh hell yeah, he gonna run you. He gonna run you.
Yeah.
He gonna run you.
Okay. Hold on.
No, you ain't gotta say nothing. He gonna run that. Oh shit.
Damn, Joe. Joe
answered
it for him.
Good,
great.
Yeah, I'm going
to
know,
Cliff,
you on this
Joe,
one.
Joe, you're right to front.
We're going
to
run that shit. We're going to run that.
All right, man. Well, where you at now? Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to get Marcus on the phone so we all get his lot. Hold on. Let me call him. Oh, yeah.
Marcus ain't going to answer the phone.
Look.
He dropped the weight on the team.
Yes, he will.
He in the gym. He dropped that weight on his head.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. He got the... Yeah. What? Hey.
Damn, Joe. You ain't even let Cliff
answer. Oh, there
you
go. There you go.
No, I don't let Cliff answer that phone. He going to run him.
Hey,
he going to have to do this.
Hey, Joe, you ain't got to do a whole lot of hoop and holler. We'll lock Clifford in. We'll lock Clifford in for 300,000 head up to the quarter mile. Fucking with Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, hold on. Let me just make sure. Cliffy, can you run the quarter?
Can he change the kid, man, the slow motherfucker?
No.
He can run quarter. No.
I just got to make sure he can run. He can't run the quarter.
Oh, man.
No,
come on, man. He can't even get to the
eight.
Why are you going to run quarter? He can't even get to the eight. He can run quarter. Leave it first there.
Oh, we're going to go to the eighth. You just whip us to the eighth. That's all.
Hey, shout out. I thought you said Clippy was supposed to be a champ. How the hell a champ is
not?
Nah, he said I never
no
get
no,
a
that,
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 man.
You must be confused. That's
yeah,
OG Bobby now. OG
yeah,
Bobby.
He's a champ now. Yeah. Somebody get his phone if you want.
I tell you what. Hold on. Wait. Hold up. I tell you what, Clippy. We'll come down to you to the eighth mile. Just let us leave first. That's all you got to do. And we'll stay on motor.
Nah, hell no. I ain't betting on that. That's going on that.
Hey,
I ain't betting on that one. I said what I was betting on the first time, but I ain't betting on nothing like that.
I asked Cliffy. I ain't asked no Long Island. And if you think talking
look,
about
I was betting with him on that. That's why I said it the first time. I'm making sure before I do my bet in.
Listen, you playing with fire. You betting with him. You playing with fire.
Yeah, we hope to take. Yeah,
play
we playing with fire. I plan on making sure that he throw a torch out on your ass. Now, come on now.
I tell you what. Just clear up there. Hold on. Just clear up there. What's up?
I like that.
Yeah, what's up? Just clear.
Man, I guess you do like it. Didn't you just say you gonna run us heads up now? So you don't want clear?
You know what?
Man, go ahead. We'll talk later. Then. I ain't doing that one. When you said heads up, that's the reason why I said I was gonna run you. So that's why I'm
saying heads up to the quarter. I'm asking for the clear to the eight.
No.
I understand. No, you but you told us ahead. Your man said you gonna run heads up, so that's why we thought we gonna do it.
To the quarter. Yeah,
no.
Look here, man. Y'all ain't get the memo. Why I got to keep spotting people? I got my ass tore out the frame. Why I got to keep spotting
Listen,
people?
Hold up. We spotted you with ODB.
What?
Go ahead, back up.
He ain't get to run you.
Yeah.
Don't worry. If she's there on May 30th, he still got the back tire. If she's there.
I guess he wouldn't get to run me. You tell us.
Don't you say May 30th. I see that May 30th.
Yo, go on with yourself, Mark. Go sit your ass down. Hey, you must be eating something over there.
Sorry, I'm in the jail, but look.
You must be eating some crab legs, man. Go over there and go eat some crab legs. Let me relax.
That was last week. Did anybody want to bet with the wicked chicken? Do anybody want to bet with the wicked chicken on that race May 30th? Or what day it is? May 31st? May 30th? What day
May
is it?
May first.
May first.
2 weeks, fool.
Yeah. Do anybody want to bet with wicked bird? Matter of fact, I'll lace your eyes if the money right out there. I'll lace your eyes.
Hold on. What kind of eyes you laying? What kind of odds you laying now? Hold on, I want to hear the odds.
Right, let me get Joe. Oh,
I want to hear the odds. You say odds. I want to hear the odds.
500 to 300.
Huh?
What's up? 500 to 300.
500 to 300.
Yeah. You want that?
I'll take the 2 to 1.
How the pot go?
No, I said I bet the 200 to 100.
Okay, you got that.
Okay, your 200 and my 100. Okay.
He betting the way the deposit go.
Oh, hell no. I'm betting the way that race go. I ain't betting the way that deposit go.
Oh, my God. Man, come on, man. Hold on.
Let me see if I can get Wicked Bird on the phone right now. Y'all wait right here. Hold on. Hold on.
He ain't going to answer that. I'm taking bets he don't answer. I'll ask you the one
odds. I'm going to make a bet. Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Shout out. You make sure you got your notebook and your pen written ready to write, goddammit.
Yes, sir.
Clifford, you a shaky motherfucker, Clifford.
I thought you were a cheese. Lemon and lime.
Man, go on mute, man.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Pee-wee, go on mute, man. I got you. He might be still here. But hold on a second. Let me open up this mic because I don't know who this is. Let me just let him open it. 678-1669, your mic is open.
What's up? What's up, y'all? This is Wolf.
Oh, shit.
What's up,
brother?
Hey, they go my boy.
Don't worry about 50. He be clear by the 3:30.
Can I get a bet on that? I bet $100 right now you won't clear him by the 3:30. I bet $100 on that.
Bet $100, I'll beat him. And Pat on that.
Bet $200. I'm betting $100 that you won't clear him by 3:30 and $100 on the race. Now, come on with it.
I'll put that $100 bet.
No. It's both. We just locked $100 by the 3:30 and $100 on the race. Yes, I want all that.
Lock it in and $100 on the race. Lock in $100 on the race.
This Pee Wee.
This is what I do for you. I know.
Oh, Lord.
This is what I do for you. Bet $100 both ways. I bet $100 on gap one, then bet $100 on the race.
No. You said $100 by the 3:30, not gab him. No, you said $100 by the 3:30. Yes, I want that.
I'm betting on you gonna gap him on. You gonna gap him in the eighth and a $100 on the race. I bet. That's 200 bet locked.
Who you talking to me, Billy?
Yeah. You gonna gap him and the race.
No, I want $100 by the 3:30 and $100 on the race. That's what I want. Yes, sir.
Ward just said he gonna gap him for $100 and $100 on the race. I'll take it.
I'm going to gap him.
No, ain't no problem.
You don't like it. You ain't going to bet on it. Your back toe.
Yes. Bet on that, please.
12-0. Bet on
that
12-0.
I tell you what.
Y'all trying to mess up about 14-0.
No. I got it. I'm going to make it worse.
I'm messing up your 14-0. You going to do that.
And you won't beat me.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Weenie. I take 100 on the race.
I wanted to talk to you anyway. Yo, Weeby, you wanna push it back to 3:00? The race is at 2:00.
Off the trailer.
Yes, I'm coming off the trailer. Yes. But 3:00 instead of 2:00.
Why?
Well, I mean, if you have a reason why. I don't want you to get away from me. I want to get you.
No, I'm coming. My CEO just told me give me some traveling time. I only said an hour. Ain't like I said 2 or 3 hours. Now, Weeby, if I'm ready to go at two, and you ready to go at two, we can do that. But I just want to do that before I get there, just in case I run into any problems. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? If it was just me by myself, I would say, yeah, but I got somebody else involved, so I got to ask them.
Oh, shit.
Just like you got a CEO, I got a CEO.
When I told you to send that money in, I didn't have to ask nobody. It's only an hour. If whoever you betting with you, it's only an hour. It ain't like I'm asking for 2 or 3 hours.
Well, you got.
But if you say no, don't worry about it. I'm going. You got it. I'm gonna turn all the shit on.
You got it. Turn it on. You got it.
3 o'clock.
You got it. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Both cars off the trailer. Y'all just moved.
Yeah.
Only thing
yeah.
different is y'all just moved the time back 1 hour.
Moved an hour. Yes. And if me and we be ready before the 3 o'clock, we can do it before 3. I don't mind. I just want to make sure I'm there.
Weeby, if you Wawa, if you change your shift one more time, I'm gonna take that $100 lunch money down, man.
You said what? We love Cliff. I'm not changing no more, Cliff. I see you. You backpedaling. You wanted one and one.
Well,
you wanted one and one. Then
no,
I told
no,
you.
Listen. That was cool, but I said earlier me or my nephew, I can't get off.
Okay.
I can't get no
okay.
days off.
Well, bet that 100 on the race.
That's a bet, Pee Wee.
Bet lock.
Lock.
If y'all got
your confidence up because this man done won 2 races. Every dog gets his day one day. Or brother.
This is to your own words.
Turn all this shit on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pack the gas on this man. And
we be
here.
He ain't listening to his own words.
Oh my God.
He said it backwards, Weeby.
Yeah, he said it. Mr. 17 and 0. What is it? 17 and 0.
14 and 0.
Well, it's gonna be 14 and 1.
Well, hold on. Let me straighten you. It's 14 gaps in a row. No wins. Side by side. Gaps.
Good job, Omar.
So you're getting gaps.
Well,
you're
gonna have.
Cool.
It's gonna be.
Excuse me.
14. It's gonna be 14
hold on, hold on,
and 2.
Don't shoot the messenger, but they said that the Nova gapped you at your show. So ain't that 14 and 1?
No. The new. I didn't know. That wasn't even on the race.
I saw it.
I said, listen, I won 14 in a row with one car. One car. Not the other two cars. One car.
Okay.
Now I sit on the phone and wait for somebody else to say that. I'll wait.
Damn.
Wow.
And if y'all think that shit Weeby did last week was something, I'm going to show you when I turn this shit on.
Oh,
I'm at a good track,
shit.
Too, where I could turn that shit on.
Man, you always got that weak shit on.
I said that 2 weeks ago, and I got to shut the fuck up.
You got that weak shit on. You can't scare me. I'm going to show you how to turn some shit on.
No, I don't. You never want to scare you.
You know what my man Weeby say? And you know, ooh, I'm betting with you, but I like what he said. He said, you always got that weak shit on.
don't that weak shit work, 50?
It worked, but that's the funny shit about what he said. And you, I like the way he said it, too, all slow. You always got that weak shit on.
Hey, Weeby, you ran 2 times, they say. They say you ran 2 times in 1. Congratulations. Please park that car. Please. Park it.
Oh, man, y'all got 20 of them motherfuckers.
You're not going to get away from me. Trust me.
That's what I'm telling you. Please park it.
If I hurt the motor, I put the other one back in there that you can't beat either.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
You ain't getting away.
Come with your best. And your best driver, because now I heard from the grapevine that you ain't driving. So come with your best and your best driver.
Hey, let me explain something to you. Now, how they went over the weekend. I made the first 2 hits in my car. So
oh,
we be
too much
doing.
Explaining. Too much explaining, man. You ain't got to explain all of that. Well, you ain't gonna
I had to see how my tune looked myself, but... Somebody wanted to run him off the trailer, so that's what happened. If you think he's driving, then you're in trouble. He not no better driver than me.
Man, both of y'all can drive that car, man. That's the last thing I'm worrying about is a driver. I am the driver.
When I get done with you're going to want to put Midnight Express on me or whatever you call
when
that slow-ass
for this fifth time,
Primero.
You want to ask me to dry your car.
Damn,
listen.
You skipped over the Chevelle. You want to run the Camaro?
When I get done with that damn Silverado, the only thing they got left that's going to be as fast is the Camaro.
They got the Chevelle.
They got Chevelle.
Nah, he ain't worried about that.
You can't even get by the baby first. Get by the baby first.
That Chevelle is a dud.
I know. Well, not the Chevelle.
It's an antique. It's an ornament.
Hold on, y'all. I got to make sure I open up this call because they've been waiting.
I've been faster than you and the boy that's talking about me on the phone.
Okay, it's 914-3643. Your mic is open.
This is my first.
914-3643. Your mic is open.
Yeah.
They just listening, Joe. Oh.
No, they hit the one button to open up.
Yo, Joe, you hear me?
We can barely hear. We can hear you a little bit.
You hear me now, Joe?
A little, very light, but we can hear you. You must be on speakerphone.
That's Walter, man. That sounds like Walter, man.
Nah,
he's driving,
Joe.
He
don't speak. Oh, you driving?
Yeah, what's up, Joe?
Yeah, Joe, I've been up here being quiet, listening to all the booze.
We're going to bring it all to a cease.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it pays to listen. When you listen, sometimes you learn things. And I learn a lot by listening.
Don't get no cold feet. Don't get scared.
No, we definitely get scared of you. Anytime a man, he don't beat you full time. He's tired of beating on you. But it seems like you never learn. And the gentleman, see, we even ran that White Noble. We don't count the other race because that wasn't the money run.
Walter Man.
You know I would have got back in Pee Wee and Wayne got his ass.
That's what I thought. But they said it was a money run on.
No, you thought like Clint, it was not a money run.
Well, that's what your announcer said it was a money run. That's who said it.
Well, you hand it from the two owners. That was not a money run.
No.
That been a money run, people got back in and went and got it.
And went and got him, Westman? Went and got him?
Yes, sir, if there was a money run.
God damn, so what do you do, just let him knock your eyes out for free?
No, sometimes when you go out your own shows and stuff, if every now and then, Joe, you know you have to let your fans win. If you don't let them win, they will stop being your fans.
They won't come back no more. So every now and then you have to let the fans win.
You just can't keep going down there and beating up on them. You got to let them win every now and then, especially when you're just running for fun. But I know one thing with Weeby kind of hard-headed. He loves to get fucked up, beat on.
I don't know.
Bro,
hey,
you heard
hey,
what
Pee-wee, I got a text. Somebody said lock in 300 on the race. My CEO told me to tell you this. Corey.
Uh-oh.
Bet 200. CEO.
But Weeby, I did hear you say that Chevelle was a dud, and you would try that Camaro. Which I know you bumped your head if you say you run that Camaro. I'm not even pushing on that.
Well,
but
you know
Weeby,
I got.
What you can do, Weeby, what you can do, though, you do have a Nova in your camp. We'll take that Camaro and that Nova y'all got in your camp.
That Nova is mine now, and I don't have the motor equivalent to that Camaro. But
Now you know what kind of motor we got.
Yeah. Now, you forgot
you
I helped you put
the motor, the equipment, the one that's in the Malibu. Who are you talking about?
you forgot I helped you put spark plugs in it, right?
I sure did. I sure did.
Okay, so now I know what the Nova got in it. It got a cast intake, one carburetor. Ain't number 496.
That's giving a lot of information right there.
Is it dirt?
Motors. We ain't supposed to talk about motors now. No.
Hey, Michael.
He talking about his own motors,
Joe. I'm talking about my own car.
Yeah, but you
ain't supposed
to be talking
about, numbers. None at all. We trying to keep.
I didn't say nothing about no times or nothing like that.
I mean, you shouldn't be telling about your motor what your numbers are or anything. We shouldn't be doing that.
So we can't look at outside chair. No way. What size you got?
Well, all I know, I stay away from it. Without me speaking how I want to talk about what I got going on, I ain't fucking with it. How about that?
Okay, I go that way with you.
Good report. Good
well
report.
Said. Well done. Well done.
Good report.
So Pee Wee, is y'all locked in for the extra 200? I want to make sure
I don't know. I don't hear
know.
What Wall said.
Yeah. That's a lot. 200. That's a lot on the rate.
200 with Corey and 200 and 100 with you.
Yeah.
Bet. Locked.
Okay. All right. And you got a 100 with me, right, Pee Wee?
You gonna sleep good.
You got 100 with me, right, Pee Wee?
And 100 with 50.
Right. So write that shit down, Joe. And then who I got
next?
Right.
Hey.
About James.
I wasn't writing it down. I just want to make sure y'all got y'all mentioning. That's all.
Now, Pee Wee.
Yo.
Now, don't shoot the messenger. Now they said Tricky Ricky put up a post. I had you up there for May 1st.
I ain't going to be there.
Oh, okay.
So tell them to take it down. And I ran Tricky Ricky already. Why would I do that again?
So if you ain't going to be there May 1st, how you planning on betting? You going to be there, but not in the car there.
Yeah, I ain't going to have the car there.
Okay. All
right.
And Tricky Ricky said he gonna run Thunder Go head up, so I know I can't run him. Shit, I ain't crazy.
Damn, Tricky Ricky, goddamn, stepped it up, didn't he?
Yeah, he said he gonna run Thunder Go head up, so shit, Red Rock.
Hold up, you guys. I got open up this other mic, so hold on 1 second, guys. 301-6209, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? How everybody doing?
What's going on, Mark?
Mark Jones.
I'm gonna let everybody know I'm gonna be selling Rottweilers and pit bulls. And it seems like everybody's scared they need to get a dog.
Wow.
Come see me May 1st. I'm going to have Rottweilers and Pitbulls. I've been listening to this too long. Everybody's doing too much stepping and crying and scared. They got to get in the paint.
Okay.
I said it. Don't nobody like it. Come see me. I said it.
So he letting y'all know he ain't scared of no Jeff Rogers.
No.
That's what he's saying.
Definitely ain't scared of Jeff Rogers. And I would have got breaking news. Fat Albert called me after midnight last night and told me he was going to save my pump, but he didn't want me to come down and race Jeff Rogers. I refused to.
Huh?
Fat Albert did that.
Nah, Fat Albert. Hold on. Let me see what the hell happened to Fat Albert. Yeah, he on. Fat Albert. Uh-oh. Fat Albert. Oh, shit. Hold on. He down there. He might be by the lot lizard down there. So hold on for a little bit. Let me finish a little bit. Give him 5 minutes. So, hold on now. I got to ask you something, Mark. You heard 50 grand over here talking about he going, everybody taking everybody bet he wants Jeff Rogers.
That's
going
right,
down
that's
with
it,
the ship.
Yes, I did.
But, I mean, well, you know, that's what makes racing and grunts fun, because somebody going to bet on this one and somebody going to bet on that one. And that's what makes it fun. It ain't fun with everybody betting on the same car.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I like that of 50 grand.
Okay.
That's who he knows.
I ain't gonna let you forget. I'm coming to get my money.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna forget. I'm coming to get my money.
Oh, man.
That's another one, Sound.
I've been doing this ever since I've been racing. I'm always taking the slow car and flying these guys. I ain't as fast as them guys, man. I just take the slow car and flying.
Of course I got it.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, hey, Mark, what are you guys doing? One shakedown and going out there, or what are y'all doing?
Oh, we didn't make no steps like that. You know, me and Jeff pretty cool, so whenever he feel froggy, we'll leave.
Oh, whenever you feel froggy, you can leave?
Yeah, he'll leave, you know what I mean? I don't know if he want to, Brandon Thomas used to say, I don't know if he want to have a light show or what, you know? I don't know if he want to wait until the night go down and have a light show. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember Brandon used to say the goat be throwing the flames out.
Yeah, so, I mean, any time is good for me once we get there. It might be better that I do it early because I'm skipping my son's tournament down in Hampton, Virginia. That day, because he got it from the, the 30th to the 2nd. So I got to leave from there and go straight to Hampton, Virginia.
Okay, okay.
So, but I would like to get another date. Somebody else, you know, while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't let that one and done. Maybe 50 grand, know somebody else that might want to come down there and get some.
Biddy, you heard him? We just lost 50 for a minute. You might get somebody else to come out there to run.
That's why I didn't want to bet that $100. He ain't going to show up on May 1st. He's going to realize what he said.
Hey, Long Island. I like my man Mark over Jeff Rogers for $100. What you want to do?
I'm staying neutral.
I'm gonna ride with my man.
I'm staying neutral.
What you driving? A stick shift now? God damn! I mean, every time I call on you, you
back up. I'll give me coffee and Black and Miles. I'm back now.
Hold on. Hey, they said that you wasn't getting no cigarettes. They said you was out there with a lot lizard. So
I told her not right now. I gotta hustle.
His son might be there,
you
though.
You know what I'm betting on?
Well, where's his son at? Where's his son at?
Whoa, you there?
Stone Cold won't Midnight Express Memorial Weekend. He can have it Saturday or Sunday. VMP Saturday or MIR Sunday. I'm sick of that kid up right
now. Uh-oh.
Long Island. Hey, you know, tell me when the last time you seen Jeff went down Broadway. That's all I'm betting on. He ain't going to make the trip.
You know one thing
I'm going to do. I'm going Broadway. I'm going A to B. Hey,
Hey, Jeff Rogers, your mic is open.
Boy, hey, he said he not pulled nothing out there and try to get down there. He really going to be in trouble then.
Come on.
I'm betting on that Jeff Rogers don't make the trip. That's all I'm betting on.
Okay. All right, how much?
Closed
captioning
and other considerations for
active.
Come in the show, Joe.
How much you want?
You on the show.
I feel
your mic is open.
Hold on, Jeff. Let me get this money. All right, I take that bet, Mark. You said Jeff ain't
going to
make that trip. I take that bet.
Hey, Fat Albert, tell everybody what you did last night. You called me and told me, please don't show up. You
were
friendly. Show up.
Never been in my car.
Don't tell me.
Man, when you pulled into the pencil, sirens ain't your passenger seat. And what the hell going on there, driver?
Oh, he wanted to ride to the station lane.
Yeah, I got watch. Hey, you got me. Hey, you got to be careful with that there, brother.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you don't got to tell me that. You ain't tell me that.
I ain't know nothing about that.
Hey, Marcus, he pulled his hat down real good, too, when he got out the car.
Hey, listen, he ain't pull his pants up, did he, though? He ain't pull his pants up when he got out.
No, I didn't see that. Now, if he did that, then I didn't see it. But, yeah. Listen, I got my eye on you now, because that happened, then we have poor gas in their car. So, yeah, I'm on you.
Oh, boy.
Well, look, I paid for it.
I found a new driver. Just remember that.
Right. A stone cold.
Nah, I heard you're driving the meat wagon, so just get ready, y'all.
Oh, man, we ain't worried about no motherfucking meat wagon. What can we do to him? If a son sat in the seat of that goddamn wagon, he gonna back over the whole crowd. I'm telling you right now.
And then listen, I'm trying to tell you, I'm about to do something unspeakable to him. Watch what they. And I'm, matter of fact, Fat Albert, I'm gonna send the money to you next week to show you how serious I am.
Oh,
I ain't gotta wait till May 1st. My money good. Oh yeah.
I asked him. I inboxed him. I said, look, are you gonna pay this money up? He said, yeah, May 1st. I'm gonna give it to you. I said, all right.
Hey, Fat Albert, I'm going to pull the chute on motor. Watch what I tell you.
Yo, I just got a text and said, why you mute Walter Man's mic? Fat Albert was trying to get in contact with him.
No, his mic came on. He dropped the phone call, the 3643. He dropped off it.
Well, call him back.
Walter dropped off too?
I got Weeby on the other line. Somebody got to call him.
What happened now? I call him my goddamn.
Oh, they got Wawa right there, Fat Albert. Wawa on here.
What happened now?
Wawa.
Yo.
Listen, Stone Cold, I want Midnight Express Memorial Weekend. It can be Saturday or Sunday, whatever one y'all want.
Memorial Weekend. Where?
Huh?
William Brown Show, DMV.
William Brown at VMP.
Okay. Get him on the phone, Joe. I mean, I'm free.
Huh?
I just gotta see what he gonna do. I don't know his plan. So, but shit, that shouldn't be no problem.
All right. Look, I got his number. We'll get on the back lines and do him. Yeah, we're gonna make that happen before we get. Them two Camaros gotta meet.
I'm gonna show you that Fat Albert. I put the Camaro motor in the Malibu.
Nah, I wouldn't give a fuck if you got John Force.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo.
Did you ever see OG Bobby? That's the picture of Sweet and Low.
No, I haven't heard OG Bobby. He's not on here tonight. Is it Joe?
I haven't seen him. No, I haven't seen OG Bobby on here.
Okay. And you ain't gonna see him on this show. That went the other way.
Say what, Cliff?
We gotta leave at 7:15.
That went the other way.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey,
Mark.
He
told me I don't ever call you champ again. I said, you can't tell me to call my.
I asked about him, and he said that he don't know the car. So I told Fat Albert to send him a picture of it, and I ain't never heard nothing back. So I was just doing a checkup, you know, a welfare checkup.
Okay. Like CPS does. Okay, gotcha.
You ain't gonna hear nothing back.
You ain't gonna hear nothing back, bro. Trust me. I told you these pop-up microwave oven racers.
Hold on, y'all. I'm talking the man up. Y'all, OG Bobby ain't going to mess around. You ain't going to be talking to him like that. 910-670, your mic is open.
The real damn thing is here. You hear me?
The real champ is there.
There you go.
Now what's that? You want to know what? Hey, OG Bobby, I want to know, did you get a picture of that all steel, all glass, small block Nola? Who was this?
Marcus Wallace.
That's the maroon
color, brown, whatever Nova I sent you, the picture I sent you that night.
I never got the picture.
Hold on, I already sent it. Hold on, why are you on the phone? That'll take care of that problem.
Skydiver, what you got there? Skydiver, you must got the airplane mode on your phone.
You talking about that brown Nova?
Yeah, the real brown nose. That's slow brown nose. Yeah, how you sitting?
Oh,
I'm sitting. You got all that noise
I'm sending him the picture right now.
He got the picture.
He said he want to know how you sitting. That's how he said. He said, "Why you sitting?"
I just told you, all steel, all glass, all 28.
Thank you. Bruh, I can't hear you. You got so much noise in the background.
It is a lot of.
Yeah, somebody. That must be 50 Cent.
Hold on. I'm going to click some shit off. Hold on.
Hey, can you hear me now? Yeah, I can hear you.
There you go. Real good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All steel, all glass, nitrous on 28s. Okay. Stock suspension. Stock suspension, stock stop. Stock style. How many kits you got? One or two? I don't know. God damn it. Whatever it came with. All right. Well, I don't know these. What you looking at? Listen, I get. Listen. You call me. I'm gonna ask you a question. Don't catch the attitude with me. You call me. Listen. I'm looking to try something with you on May 1st. What you want to try? You can't ask me a question. Hit it up. You say you got knives on it. You got two kits or one kit? I got one kit.
This ain't going nowhere.
Huh?
I thought you said you were the champ. You ain't worrying about no kits. Let's do a 5 on 1500 or better.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we running at 6. I'm the last race after he won Mike Brown and EP. Okay. Well, how about this? If you still got oil pressure after 6 o'clock, I'll still have an open spot at 8 o'clock. We can try something. We can do that for 5 or 1500 or better. All right. Now, which one is you? You the heavy set one? I know like a couple of y'all. I don't know which one is who. You the heavy set one? Always be talking that quick. Yeah. You the one? You gonna drive? If you drive, I'm gonna drive. You call me out. Yeah, of course I'm gonna drive my car. What? Are you gonna drive? Yeah, I'm gonna drive. Yes, I don't normally drive, but I drive. For you, I drive. Hey, you call me out, bro. I'm just only accommodating asking questions. Don't get mad if I ask questions. Yeah, yeah. I'm good. Everything is everything with me, but yeah, I drive. Fuck it. I ain't drove in a long time, but I try. I drive. All right, no problem. I'll see you out there. All right. You said 5 or 1. All right, sounds good. 5 or 15 or better. All right.
Hold on now. Hey, where Fat Albert at?
Right here. I'm about to.
Now you got to make sure they say lock because otherwise it ain't locked.
That's what I'm about to say. All right, hold on. Yo, I'm on the job. I got
yeah,
it.
He said he's going to wait till after his race.
That ain't happening.
It ain't going to be no punk out money then.
No. No, y'all just wasting air and taking.
I told him I'm ready to lock it in. I am, but he said he got to wait till after LaRon or Lorenzo, whoever he racing.
He always.
Yeah, I'm ready. LaRon head up.
Yeah,
how about this? If let's put a break clause in. If you ain't got
Nothing catastrophic. It's a race.
All right. Okay.
All right. So that's.
When you mean hold on? When you mean catastrophic, oh. Mean a what? Clarify that.
It has to be visible. Yeah. It has to be visible.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. You got to race somebody else that day too?
Yeah, I got an off the trailer race that day.
All right.
All right, so it's 8 o'clock, all glass, all steel, on 28th, no bars, nitrous. I heard one stage apiece.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one stage.
Five on 1500 with, and both of y'all got brake clauses, but it has to be visible.
Right.
And we both going to drive. And we both going to drive.
And I'm going to check it. There ain't going to be no old. My spark plug is meant, no, it has to be a visible, catastrophic failure for you to get out of.
Yeah. At 8 o'clock.
Marcus is locked.
It's locked.
It's locked. All right.
Yeah.
Locked. Both rates. I got it down. It's locked.
All right. Good shit, fellas. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, champ. There you go, champ.
All right. And also, I need to tell both of y'all, my DP rate has gone up to 15%. Hey Joe, you know that both of them got quiet. Ain't that some shit, Joe? Both of them got quiet on. God damn.
Thank you, man. Ain't no raise.
No, they good. Like I said, they both always look out. They all both of them do. I'm just joking.
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
All side bets for that race, OG Bobby and Sweet Low will be covered.
Oh, shit. I'm back.
You can put that in the pitch, too.
Just come to the trailer. That's all they got to do is come to the trailer.
Listen, all you got to do is just name your amount. That's cool.
Damn it, this is one time I'm sending money to South. Listen, Antoine, check your cash app. I'm sending you some of my money.
Hey, Antoine, don't take that money. You want your car to run? Don't take that man money. If you want your car to continue running, don't take that man money. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, Lord.
It's going to be catastrophic.
I'm a bet with the champion. One way or another, I don't care.
It's
going to
be catastrophic.
Oh, my God. Hey, Cliffy, I tell you what, Cliffy, what I do is I watch you, so what I do is I wait till next week and I lock your bet in. Whatever it is, I lock it in.
No. You don't understand what I'm saying. Listen,
he's
I'm
going with you, Anton.
I'm throwing my money in your pocket.
He's going with y'all.
We can smoke and joke this go round. After May 1st, we're getting into some other shit. But until then, I'm throwing money in your fucking pocket.
He's not betting with no damn OG Bobby. He's betting with y'all, Antoine. That's what he's saying.
If y'all know like I know, y'all better keep him in the phone booth.
Oh, man.
Listen, that's what your mouth said. You just locked in, so you good.
I know I'm good. That's what champs do. They defend their title. They don't go out there and lose, take ass whooping.
Go ahead, big boy.
The champs go out there and take their title. That's right. After 20 years, I got your ass.
Hey, OG Bob, I can't say this about Cliff, though. He never asked who was driving, how many stages. That would a champ do. He just said
no.
Fat Albert. Only reason I'm asking is I don't know the man car. I don't know the group. I know it's a bunch of them. I don't know who I'm talking to. All I know is the heavyset guy that be cussing all the time, being in the gym. I see him on Facebook.
That's the one I'm talking to?
That's the one that always got the crumb in his mouth.
And I'm the other one. I'm the one who be busting down, dancing everywhere.
y'all ain't tell him the name of the car. Tell him the name of the car.
His name is Sweet Low. Sweet and Low.
Sweet and Low.
It's also
right,
named, and if you come to if you're in the DMV, they'll ask for Sweet and Slow. That's what they call it in the DMV, Sweet and Slow.
They call Sweet and he on the low.
Yes, sir.
Oh, damn.
Well,
G-5,
let's put it this way. Joe had to serve dinner on a silver platter today. I'm back quiet.
Tell him again, Fat Alex.
Tell him again.
And Joe had to look napkin over his arm and say, Sire, your meal is served. I said, Lord, who's that?
I ain't gonna lie. Look. I held the plate over Marcus's face. And I ain't gonna lie, I was worried about he might take my hand off. When I saw the look go around, I said, "Oh Lord, I'm in trouble."
Oh my God, it's crazy, man.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Fat Albert,
you the DP man on this?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, no problem. I'll send it to him right now so he can see.
I did. Check his inbox.
Okay.
It'd be in the other category because I'm not his friend.
Okay.
Fat Albert.
Yeah, come on, champ.
May 2nd, motherfuckers are going to take a hammer and hit the one button on their goddamn phones and break the one button.
They won't hit it no more.
Hey, my man, I gotta see where the hell my man Mount Vernon Day hit that one button. I gotta ask him. God dang it.
Butcher, you hit it too, bro. Damn, Butcher, hit the one button too.
Yeah, Butcher, my man.
All right, I got my man Mount Vernon Day. I got you on the mic, okay. Mike. Mount Vernon Day, tell me, I got to ask you, what race you looking forward to seeing?
What's the mic, boy?
What race? I want to see the champ, OG Bobby.
Which race, though? OG Bobby run which one? Which car? You know he got two races. He just locked in LeRon.
Joe, he got LeRon, now he got Sweet and Low.
Joe.
When you go to Atlantic City or Madison Square Garden to see the champ fight, you don't care who he's fighting. You just come to see the champ fight.
Well, he's fighting too. Look, hold on. He's fighting the undercard and he's fighting the champ. So he's trying to knock out both of them. So which one you rather see?
He fighting?
No standard eight count.
Well, who's
he running? Joe, he's running an upcoming star, LeRon, and he's running a champ, Marcus. How about that?
Yep.
Oh, he gonna whoop them Delaware boys. He gonna whoop the shit out of them.
Hold on, Marcus, I got him. Please be there that day. Please don't stop counting till your fingers get blisters. That's all I'm gonna say. And have a good one.
Who said that?
Oh.
Who said that?
ODB.
No. I wonder who said that. Who they gonna win the Delaware boy? Who said that? Mount Vernon Day.
You know who it is.
Mount Vernon Day. I will make you run back to Mount Vernon if you come to the beach and bet everything in your pocket. I guarantee you that. Now,
excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
You can't make me run back. No way. Whatever I bet you. And there's plenty more where it came from.
Well, is you coming, sir?
You might can bend me, but you can't break me.
Is you coming?
Oh hell!
To the show.
Oh yeah.
He always comes. He'll be there.
Okay.
All
right. Hold. Wait. Okay. Can we bet $500 right now on the side?
Nope.
Ah man, I'm going on mute, man.
We can't bet it on the side because we're not in each other's presence. So we can't bet it on the side.
So when you're there, you can get something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just pulling tech on them because a motherfucker pulled tech because a motherfucker added a license plate And the motherfucker pulled tech on him, so I'm pulling well, tech on Marcus. Fuck him.
Oh, damn. I like that. That man said he pulling tech on the motherfucker. God, to be more careful.
Y'all having a wicked bird, man. Y'all don't scare Wicked Bird from coming on the
but
show.
Marcus, I will yeah. see you at the track. We definitely gonna
right.
pick somebody. So I'll see you. I'll come find you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Hey, listen,
you be over there hanging with that guy that be dancing all the time on screen.
Yeah, that's right. Listen.
Damn right, that's me.
Stripper guy.
Listen,
yeah,
I'm gonna be doing push ups. I'll be the one doing push ups in the lane, warming up for OGB Bobby ass. That's what I'm coming to your pit area.
Okay.
I
ain't gonna wait for the lanes. I'm gonna catch your ass.
Listen, we pitting right in the goddamn lanes. Can't nobody move. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. We pitting right in the lanes. Joe, you hear what I said? Long Island Joe. Contact Custom Tees or Motorsports Park right now. Tell them mark off a spot for the Bad Mo crew right in the right lane. We don't want no goddamn parking spots. We coming in the lanes.
Hold on.
I'm in charge of parking.
You said you're laying me 2-1 against Wicked Bird, right?
Yeah, my 200 to your 100, yeah.
Well,
how the pot go, though?
I'll bet the 100.
We got to make a gamble. We got to make at least some fun. The race don't have to happen, but I want to get paid.
Nah, cause he had that nitrous explosion. I'm a little nervous. He ain't hurt nothing else.
Hold on.
That shit looked like a damn atomic bomb went off when I saw it go up there.
He's sponsored by Nitrous Express now, so his shit should be doing right. Goddamn, come May 1st. He's sponsored
by
Nitrous Express.
Nitrous Express, cut that shit out now. You know damn well. You full of shit now. You just lying.
Because all Marcus, you're wrong. It's Nitrous Outlet, not Nitrous Express. Nitrous Outlet.
Oh, Nitrous Outlet. Okay. Okay.
I got
well,
Nitrous
hey.
Express.
But he got it damn sure went it damn sure outlet on his ass when he cut that button loose. It got damn sure
yeah,
lit.
That
it damn
like
sure lit.
I ain't gonna lie. I saw a picture of that.
When he went to the trans break, let up off it, went back to the trans break, I knew right there
yep.
it was gonna blow.
Yep. That's what he did. He fucked up. He loaded them cylinders, man. You can't do that shit, man.
Yep.
He was nervous.
He knew that shit with that nitrous flowing too. I did it already. The trigger. He's gonna go. Boom. And that's what he did.
Hey, listen. if I don't put them pretty blue flames on OG Bobby, goddamn it, it's gonna rain. It's gonna snow in goddamn it, July. Trust and believe.
Well,
OG Bobby, you will be seeing the light show. OG Bobby, you will be seeing the goddamn light show. You gonna think it's goddamn Fourth of July
hey,
when I out in front of your ass, huh?
OG Bobby, you still got the mirrors on your car, so you'll be able to see the light. Don't worry about it,
huh?
You got the rearview mirror. You can look. You can be able to look at the light show.
Hey, listen. When I get out to the 3:30, some bitches gonna say, "Pow!" That's when that. Let me stop talking so much. Antoine, goddamn, put my phone on mute. Antoine, I'm talking too much.
You're doing too much.
we be said if you get out of line and go whoop your ass too. So you better be careful.
I told you. Keep it PG. You keep it X rated.
Joe.
Okay. I'm betting Whit Weeby.
Weeby look good. Weeby look good. I'm betting Whit Weeby. Shit. I bet that OG Bobby and Sweet Low don't happen. I'll take any bets. $5, $10.
Who is that?
What you mean?
What you say
that? That's me.
I bet it don't happen. I said I bet it don't happen.
Oh, who behalf? I bet you what? Bad Mo crew don't pay no punk outs. That's a fact.
I know.
Do what you been doing.
I got enough on my hands. Do what you been doing. Campaign. Matter of fact, go help Cliff.
He ain't got
to
help
you.
Put
one on Cliff's card.
I'm already beat. I'm out this picture. I'm out this
matter
picture.
Matter of fact, go back to Goliath and get his ass off the track.
Nah, listen, I'm under the totem pole. I'm out this one. You can talk all
that
you
want.
Yeah, I'm toast.
Go back to the track and pick up Cliff.
Champ, it's all about
you. Yeah, I'm going to show you. You're
right.
It's all about me. The champ. Exactly.
It's all about
you. I'm going to show
you
how you do it, Cliff. I'm going to show you how you do it.
That's what you do.
I'm going to show
you
how it's going to be done.
That's what you do, champ. Man, you about
it. Exactly.
It's all about you, champ.
That's right. When you get something better, come see me.
I ain't going to get nothing better. I'm
all right, then. Just stay in the corner until you call for it, right? Go stand in the corner until you call for it. Don't say nothing. You got grown folks talking.
It's all right. You got
I know
you
right.
Ain't gonna let that man talk to you like that, is
go
he?
Stand in the
listen,
corner until you call for it. Right now, we're going to the office. Conversation.
Today, he can say whatever he want to say today.
All right, because I'm the champ. Remember that. C-H-A-M-P. Champ.
Listen. I'm going to
say something. You can't sleep at night worrying about me.
Listen.
You can't sleep at night worrying about me. You can't get your ass at night worrying about me.
Hey, champ. I bet you I'll go crush your ass this Sunday.
I bet you won't. I bet you won't.
You like that?
I bet you won't.
Champ,
I bet you won't.
I bet you I'll go crush your ass Sunday. Come on, lock in.
I bet you won't.
Your whole money.
What? My whole one.
Sunday. I bet you I'll go crush your ass Sunday.
Cliff, please. You just signed me out of the show for conversation. Go back in the corner and say my thoughts to you.
Listen, that's what your mouth say. All right, now you done asked for it.
You already proved my point to you.
Yes, you did.
You were just in the way. Now I'm going to bigger, better things. Now I'm going to show you what my duds are really do. Did you think I was going to do? I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what my duds do.
You ain't got to show me.
All right.
Beat me. You
You're right.
Me already.
Exactly.
Beat
so
me.
What you need to do is to sit your ass in the corner until somebody calls
no,
for you. Until then, let
I
us grow for
no the corner is made for you and your car.
Nah.
And you about to find out.
My corner.
It's made for
I'm not in the corner. I'm in the center. I'm in the limelight right now. Everybody
you know
want me
what?
Right now because I'm a new kid on the block.
And
I'm a kid ain't been in the
phone.
Behind the wheel
I
20
bet,
years.
I bet you may say
I bet you I bet
phone.
I could go sleep at night.
Fuck your
I bet you
up.
I sleep good at night. I bet you I sleep
I
good
I
at night.
Too.
Ain't worried about nothing.
Listen,
ain't worried
I sleep
about
good
nothing.
At night too. And not only that, I wake up to hear motherfuckers talking about me. I sleep well
yeah,
at
I know.
Night.
I know. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah,
no, you don't. No, no. Right. She said, you can't get none until you win one. That's what she's telling you.
Oh,
you can't
shit.
Get none until you win
now
one.
Now don't go there.
That's what she's telling you. You can't
Bobby,
get
Bobby, don't
none
go
until
there.
You win one.
Bobby, don't go there. I don't
talk
I'm
there. I'm there. The chat, I'm there.
Well, you know what? You stay where the fuck you want to stay. But I bet
right,
you May
I'm
2nd.
There.
I bet you May 2nd you won't fucking get on this show. I bet you
$100. I bet you I will. I bet you on there. I bet you'll be on there. Cliff, go back, drink your Corona, and go set up.
Listen, you can say what you want to say. Say what you want to say.
I'm done with this conversation. I got one over you, so I ain't worried about you. You just
listen,
a memory.
That's fine, Bobby. That's fine.
So, Cliff, you saying you want a rematch?
Listen, I told the man I'd go across his ass this Sunday in a couple of days. What was it, 2-3 days?
Please.
I'd go across
you got money? Do you got money? You know my stipulation is to come out with me. I told you what the money is.
I $1,000
deposit, $3,000 or better. Well, then shut
you
the hell up.
That.
You ain't got what I asked for.
You won that. You won that.
You
won
what? I ain't buying no race.
You
I'm telling
you. Got
you
got
want a race. I'm not going to race
that.
My car for that hour for you for no
$1,000.
You
bought the car
you
and you just bought this race. You got that. So
regardless, you got $1,000 deposit plus $3,000. You got $1,000 deposit?
I'm not putting
all right, then shut up then. Shut up then. Until you come with the money. If you come with some money, then you come see me. Until then,
listen, May
2nd,
I'm going to have a lot of money fucking around with you.
And May 3rd, you're going to be broke as hell.
You're going up May 2nd.
Please, Cliff.
Listen, y'all
ain't
heard
all you want is attention. All you just trying to do showboat because you're going on the radio right now. That's all you're doing, trying to redeem yourself off nothing.
Well, what is you doing?
I'm racing. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm racing.
Do you want to race? Do you want to race Sunday?
You got the money? What I tell you? You got what I asked for?
I only got $1,000. You want it?
I well then, well,
I only got
$1,000.
Do
you
want you it?
You come knock on my door.
Do you want it?
You no, I don't. I told you what my stipulation
okay.
is.
Then you.
I told
shut
you what my stipulation
up.
No,
then
you shut,
you
the, fuck
shut
up.
The fuck up.
No, I can't. You can't shut me up no kind of way.
Well, I'm.
You
saying.
Ain't got no money. Then
money
you should be in the
money.
Game.
Money, money.
You ain't got no money. Then you should be in the game. You've been doing
no,
this shit way before I got the game. So you
I
don't. If you did, you should have put that shit. You should put that money and put in that car.
No, you don't worry about race. Where I put my money. No. You don't worry
you,
about
well,
where
yeah,
I put my money.
Obviously your ass is twisted. Obviously
you
your ass is twisted
about where I put
because you're on your feelings because I whipped your ass with everybody.
All you need to know
everybody.
Is where your money
going your boys.
May 2nd. All you need to
yeah,
know right. is where your money
take
going
take that money
2nd.
You said you got to fix that car. That's what you need
no,
to do.
No, you don't need to worry about that either.
Take that money.
You
take that money. You
worry
say
about the wrong thing. Listen, partner,
don't
you worry
about it.
About
I'm telling you what to do.
Partner,
I'm telling you what it is.
Partner,
I'm telling you what
partner.
It is. Get that car together. Get that car together. Matter of fact, take that shit to the scrap yard. Scrap that shit. Your next car
you
probably crashed that shit.
The wrong thing, partner.
I'm telling
you
about the right thing,
partner.
I'm telling you about the right thing. Yes, I am.
You
ain't got nothing.
Hey, hey, hey.
You've been doing this shit for 50 years. You ain't doing nothing.
Hey, 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 hey. This
I'm done talking to you.
It ain't going nowhere. Hey, Wawa, you still there? Wawa.
Yeah,
I'm here. What we doing? We racing?
Yeah, I'm racing. You racing?
I said, we.
He spoke French on your ass, man. He spoke French on me.
Yeah.
I'll be there May 1st, man. Everybody that want to get me, I'll be there May 1st. That's what I got to tell you. We racing head up, though, Cliff.
Cliff?
Who?
Cliff.
I mean, James. My bad. James.
I can't get the back tire from that killer?
I mean, after I knock her weaving heat, anything's possible.
After I knock
her weaving,
damn.
I think you meant to
say him. After I finish patting on weaving, anything's possible. Let me see.
Hey, yo, this show is called Question Mark. This fucking today's episode is called Question Blog Talk Question Mark.
Hey Joe, just to change it to how to get over ass whooping. That's how you just change it to. How do you deal
man,
with ass whooping?
There you go talking again, man. Listen, somebody put
that's
some
syrup
on it.
Hey Joe, how
somebody
do you deal with an ass whooping for a law?
Man, get some bacon with this goddamn thing.
That's the question tonight. How do you deal with an ass whooping over a law?
How in the fuck you just lock somebody in for 330 miles away for $1,500, and then I'm telling
that's
you, come
mine.
On, get $1,000 Sunday, motherfucker, you can get it.
That's mine. Because you know what? He look like he a better competition
I don't
than
know
you.
Why,
because you
can't
just,
count.
You were just in the way. You were just in the way. That's all. You were just in the way. You were just a play to it. That's all you was.
All right. Mm. That's what your mouth said.
Now
that's
get your ass
mouth.
On that pole and start making Pat Apple's money back. You see that? You
don't want
trying
to climb the pole.
Nah, you
listen,
climb
the
pole. Go out
there
and make that money for Pat Apple.
The pole. You
your man
you
paid
exactly,
me
baby.
On your bet.
You on
your
the
man
pole.
Paid me. Your
yo,
man
whoa,
paid
whoa,
me.
Whoa,
man
whoa,
paid
OG,
me.
OG, what I got to do with that? What I lost. Nope. I paid you. What I got to do?
Because you better win him. Because you better win him, Pat
Albert. Bobby.
All right,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Bobby, you hit the
great one, the mic man.
I sure did.
Ooh,
I didn't know.
I didn't know this.
Man, he kept that a secret. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Oh,
I
didn't know that.
I bet it. Whoa! I bet it was clear. Okay, so what? Big fucking deal.
He didn't get to spread that money across the trunk. Oh man!
But you know what? Hey, Felix, I can spread when I lose. It's still spreading money across the trunk. What did you say?
Listen, people don't understand that.
Oh look, if OG Bobby's so happy with a little $200, then I ain't, bro.
No,
I'm glad
now
I gave it to you. I'm glad I gave it to you.
It's not how much. Calm down, Flav. Listen, I even got James. James better be $200 too.
But okay, you
no, but that wasn't on the ring. That wasn't on the ring.
What was it on, Cliff? You know what I'm saying?
You're
what was it on,
but
Cliff?
It wasn't on the ring.
It was on you not running Cliff for the year. It was it
all right. All right, and that's what happened. You see what I'm saying, Joe? All these guys against me. That's
yeah,
why I know
Bobby,
I got no worry.
Bobby,
I got no worry.
Bobby,
when I see Lorraine and when I see the basketball boy,
there you go.
It's gonna be a whole new sheriff in town.
I tell you what.
Hold on. Since you, I just bet that 200 back on you and LeBron. Then I take LeBron for that same 200.
What's that, something, son? What's that?
Betty don't
you
do
know,
it. Betty don't do it.
I didn't hear.
I take that same 200 I lost against you. Bet it back when you run on line, LeBron. I take LeBron for that.
You
same
got
200.
It. You got it. You got it. You got it.
Can I get 200 of that, Bobby?
Nah, you ain't getting none of my money.
Wait a minute.
I don't want no catastrophe breakdown happening with you. I don't want no bad luck. You stand on the sideline with the check with the pom poms. That's all you do.
You mean you swinging on the pole and I can't throw no money at you?
No, no. I won't even enter the room.
You say you're trying to climb the pole.
Hey, Joe, I'm going on mute. What's his name? Bad Mouth Crew. What's his name? What's the guy's name?
Robert.
Yeah, we on here.
Mark.
Look,
we on here.
Marcus. Just make sure you send me that picture, bro. I don't know what number you got.
I sent it to you. Check your inbox. It's in your inbox.
Check your inbox. All
right.
Hey, OG.
Yes, sir.
Cliff, let me talk to the champ, goddammit. You shut up. Hey, OG.
So,
when you see that picture, you're going to say, oh, man, that slow, pretty motherfucker. Oh, hell yeah.
Listen.
That's what you're going to say. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, they said the same thing about my car. That slow, dub. Pretty motherfucker. They said the same thing about my car.
Guess what?
It's going to be two pretty motherfucking slow-ass cars going
to... Exactly. Going down through there. Exactly. Good report. Good motherfucking report. Yes.
You exactly right.
Marcus.
Come on, Cliff.
Listen, send that motherfucker a picture of the Flintstone Mobile because he's locked in. He can't do a goddamn thing anyway.
I just try to get them in tight tip time. You feel me?
Yeah, I hear you. Man.
Yeah, Cliff, I ain't never heard nobody on the phone that don't want money thrown at him, Cliff. I ain't never.
For real.
Don't let you throw no money at him.
Won't let him throw nothing at me. Boy, listen. I'm telling you, man, all you got to do is listen and learn. Shit, everybody listen. This is show and tell. This is show and tell.
Dave, you know you ain't right,
hey,
right?
And my friend Wheatley was, don't go red for the bread. And goddamn, if you're nervous, go to church service.
And you better sit tight for that light. Don't go red for that bread.
Yeah.
Hey, Antoine, did you make that post? That Jeff Rogers called that.
I'm working on it right now. Make the post with Marcus and OG Antoine.
I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like how Jeff Rogers called himself bullying a motherfucker. I'm gonna stop that shit.
He said any no time car in the world.
That's what he said.
No, he said
we're gonna fuck.
No, he said up there with y'all. He said
for the DMV. I mean, the Baltimore area. He said they ain't got no number.
Delaware, ain't no goddamn Baltimore.
Delaware area.
He said Delaware.
Hey Joe, we stay in goddamn townhouses, goddamn. Not in those streets. Let me have wrong with you. You talking about Baltimore? That Baltimore.
What you said? Where's that? DC.
Anywhere in the country, I don't give a fuck where you're from. Going with nitrous car.
Oh, there goes Joe.
Anywhere in the country. I don't give a fuck where you're from.
Oh, now it's anywhere in the country. Okay.
And
what
I
you really
about? The world.
But didn't you say that Baltimore, D.C. area?
We don't stay in no goddamn Baltimore.
No.
Where you stay? That's that side of the bridge.
I said Delaware.
You Delaware? So where you in Delaware?
Delaware.
Are they in Delaware?
No, I think they're in Maryland, somewhere in Eastern Shore.
Marcus in Maryland.
No, I'm talking about Marcus.
We're in the Eastern Shore. We're in the Eastern Shore.
Eastern Shore.
You know where we at.
Down there with the chicken. Down there with the chicken.
Oh, the Purdue man.
Well, they got some chickens down that motherfucker Eastern Shore, down that Delaware Eastern Shore, where they got more chicken than anywhere.
Damn right, we got them big chickens too, boy.
All the way down, all the chickens ever got.
They on steroids like Marcus? Oh, no. That's super steroids them chickens are on. Yo, Marcus, y'all know you ain't right?
Why? What we do?
I saw Hassan. He was weightlifting too now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, here
Joe,
you go.
Here you go.
I'm just saying. I saw him off steroids. I mean, bulked up.
The man already walked to a goddamn parking lot at 3 in the morning, shadow boxing. Come on, Marcus. Where you at, Marcus?
I ain't got nothing to do with that, man.
He know goddamn well can't nobody see Marcus after dark.
Ooh,
he can't see.
You know, if he had the box, he'd be over Marcus' head. Marcus too short, he can't.
That's where he get fucked up at. He shooting on top of my head, goddamn it. I was shooting toward his motherfucking neck. And his goddamn soap. That's right.
Hey, Marcus, since you ain't running cover here, you want to get fucked up on the first?
Weeby, hold on.
Oh,
shit.
There go
Weeby.
Cooper.
I heard what you said. You changed the motor. God damn it.
We ain't talking about all that. We talking about me and you running heads up for how much money you want to run for.
You changed your motor. You did all this.
You don't know what I did. Do you want to run me heads up on the first? Do you want to run me heads up on the first? You ain't running cover head, so I'll take that place. I'll be there on the first. Do you want to give me my race back, heads up?
You going to give me the same thing Copperhead was giving me?
Man, I said heads up. I ain't got nothing to do with that, what Copperhead and you got going. I said me and you. You said you'll race me heads up. I would like to take that race on the first. Off the trailer, practice, or whatever you want to do. I just want the heads up race for the same amount of money or more.
If you want,
you can't do it here. You can't do it off the trailer because you got to run what's next first.
You got to give me
Weeby.
The same thing Copperhead gave me. Copperhead will give me the one-on-one.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's right. God dang.
That's right.
It again. Why do I got to give you what another car give you?
You got to do the off the trailer race first anyhow. You got war. Yeah, I got to go.
Oh, yeah, trailer. Yeah. You right. So off the trailer is eliminated. That's eliminated.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, get that begging dude off the phone and get Marcus back on the phone. Marcus ain't gonna beg.
I'm on here. Who said that shit anyway?
Oh shit, Marcus! Damn, Marcus, hey. Good.
I'm trying to put a name on that shit.
Mount Vernon Day.
Hey, hold up. Hey, how that saying go again? Mount Vernon, the running runners from Mount Vernon. I'm going to make you run, you motherfucker.
Wait, say that again.
The running runners from Mount Vernon, I'm going to make your ass run back to Mount Vernon. That's what I'm going to do. I like Dave because Dave talk a lot of shit like me. I'm going to make him stop that shit. But Weeby.
Can I get a race? Weeby? Can I get my race on the first?
Okay, hold on. Okay, Weeby, I tell you what. Since you got your program right and shit now, I'm coming with another all-steel Nova, big block car. I will bring your head up.
Hey. That's not. Listen, why are you ducking my car against your car? I don't never put nobody on you. Every time I want to race you, it's with me and my car. Why I can't get the same race back?
So what happened on the first race?
Man, listen, you've been telling it for 2-3 years. Keep on telling it. It's your story.
But what happened? What happened on the first race?
Man, listen, you want to be on Comedy Central or you want Grudge Race? Which one you want to do?
Antoine, what did I do to Weavy in Florida?
Listen, Antoine ain't got nothing to do with what me and we two grown men. What's that? He got to hold your hand to pee to? I'm asking you, can I get my race on the first? If you don't want to do it, say, I don't want to do it, then we do it another time. I respect that. I'm coming to you as a man telling you I like to run you heads up on the first. What part you don't understand?
Not interested, all right?
Shaky, scared dude, but I respect it. You scared now.
I just gotta play my cards right, Weavy.
Antoine, you see how when I came to you about trying to race and how many you talked, you told me you couldn't stay there? I respect that, right? It wasn't no joking or nothing. He should just say that. You ain't got to beat your chest. If I couldn't stay there running against you, I would say that.
You couldn't stay there. I got there in Florida, but you went out there and got fucked up.
Listen. Everybody got to lose, but we both know the true story if you ever show the GoPro, all right? So I take that loss like a man. You won. Hey, what can I say? But what one thing, you keep ducking me. You ducking me like a duck. You got your head in the water. It ain't even, you're an ostrich. The ostrich put his head in the damn ground. You scared.
And you went all the way to the corner and still didn't come close to clearing me. That's all I know.
Listen, you know you're in trouble, man. I respect that. I got you where I want you now. So you know what? You don't want to race me? That's fine. Just don't put no other car on me. Just run me with your car. I tell you what, if you see me popping and skipping at the track, jump on me then. See how I work out for you, too. I'll still run you.
Wait, listen. So
you
won't run another car, so all you
want to
run is Sweet Low.
Listen, I didn't lose to no other car. I didn't bring no other car in my camp to run you. I ain't never say, oh, Marcus, you beat me. Well, I can't beat you. Run this car. I don't do no shit like that. I fight my own battles. That's what you need to do.
Hold on. You right. Listen. Then you just paid a punk out to Salt and Pepper. Why you ain't calling him out? Calling him back out since you got your shit together?
I broke at the track.
That's the look away.
Ask the question. I broke at the track. Yes, I paid punk out. Then he told me, he said, we will run again, but it's not going to be for no $1,000. I got to run for $2,500 or better. Because he on his ego trip or whatever. So you know what? I'm going to accommodate him, but I'm going to accommodate him at the right time. I'll go beat him. Now, you definitely ain't going to race me, and a whole other amount of people not going to race me. And I know I can sit there beside him.
Hey, Weeby, well, that's what I'm trying to say about if I run you, goddamn it, without getting all my other ducks. Everybody else ain't gonna run me after I fuck you up. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god. You backpedaling a lot, man.
It's levels to this shit.
And you on level goddamn one.
Hey, Weeby, all love though. You look good, man. You look good down that Sunday, bro. Real life.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
Levels to this shit. Who says that?
It's levels to it, though. It is levels to it.
Somebody else says that. Fat Albert. That was James Corner. Ask what he said at the bottom end when we got out of the cars, when he seen Sweet Low parachute out.
Man, that was back in Florida. We ain't talking about back then. Just tell the man what he said.
Anybody want to talk about the past?
We talking about now.
Hey. I know. You said the first thing when I said, I know. I said, good run, Marcus. We'll do it again.
You said it, but what else you said?
Man, that's it. I don't remember nothing else.
What do you say, Weavy? It's all good. No, I can't say it because I can't say it because my man.
Shut up, you talk too much.
He talking in and out like that because his ass scared. He's shaking. That what happened when you beat somebody and then they come back trying to get on that ass and you know you're in trouble.
They the wet.
A lot of people that we be. A lot of people out here like that, man. It's part of the game.
Who the wet crew? Oh, I ain't gonna let you say that, but not me say something.
Well,
who said that?
Cliff, I said it.
Who said it? Cliff. Okay. Don't worry.
Listen, I ain't worried, and I ain't been worried from the day I was born. I ain't worried. It's just racing. You know, shit happens.
That's all it is.
Real talk.
Hey, Antoine, you know, man, you have a rocky slope in the beginning, but I respect you a lot. You see what I'm saying? But your best friend over there, as far as racing, we all cool. But you need to separate yourself from that shit.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm here.
Let me ask a question. I beat you last. First of all, I beat you last. So, God damn it. I don't want to call the shot for real. I called the motherfucking shot. I beat you last. Don't get it twisted.
Oh.
I will run your weak ass.
Hey, I go along with that. I ain't got nothing. Hey, you got all the bragging rights. You got all that. Only thing I said, Antoine, you change your squad, goddammit, because you the only one that raced. This motherfucker's scared, shaking in his boot. You might as well wear pink panties every day.
Here we go. Fat Hour, watch this. Uh-oh. Here we go. Fucking button activated.
What color panties?
Pink. Pink with yellow flowers on it. Pink with yellow flowers.
Oh, yeah. Antoine.
Damn.
Yep.
Don't we got an event coming up at US 13, April 24th? Watch this. Weeby, what you want to do? Get the fuck down. US 13 Dragway off the fucking trailer for $500 or $1,500 better. Sweet Low versus goddamn it, whatever you call that motherfucker, Smoke Juice.
I'll be at another event that day.
Oh, yeah. See what I mean? See?
The man.
I'll tell you the truth.
He didn't sit there.
I'll be somewhere else that day.
Who the fuck is that back there signing a deal at the car lot?
You know who the fuck I am by now. It's Big Dave from Mount Vernon. You know who the fuck said it.
That's right. Tell him.
Hey, Big Dave, you got to put some respect on that name. You got to put some money up for when you talk that shit like that. So
y'all from Delaware. Y'all from Dover. Y'all just been Dover.
I'm gonna send you $100 right now for me and Big Dave to lock in on that race against OG Bobby. Big Dave, can you make that happen?
I'll be at the track on May 1st.
Oh,
you can make
gosh.
It all happen.
Everybody got cash, yeah.
I got bad health. I might not live to May 1st.
I don't understand.
You won't come to the funeral and bring me back my $100. I have to come get it.
Come on, man. Hey, listen. At the funeral, I'm gonna throw 100 ones on your ass because that's how I'm gonna have your ass dancing May 1st. Goddamn, fuck with me, you fuck with betting with goddamn OG Bobby. That's what I'm telling you. I'm gonna have your ass dancing, goddamn.
Well, I'll be there.
That sounds good.
Weeby, just stay around long enough.
That's all I want you to do.
Dave,
I know you feel good. I know you,
Dave,
you know, got your
right.
little car set up and everything.
Dave,
that's
yeah.
all good.
Dave,
I
you
hear
like
you,
Bobby? You like Bobby?
Yeah, I like Bob. Against
let's,
them, yeah.
Let's put some money up. Fuck it.
No, I like Bobby. Listen, Cliff.
What?
bet that $20. Bet that $20 I had to pay you.
Oh no 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 no. We digging in our pockets tonight. We digging in our pockets tonight. Everybody on this motherfucking phone.
Oh, Cliff,
digging
you
in
wanna give me
your pocket?
Oh, Cliff.
Hey,
Cliff.
Sam.
Cliff,
Sam.
Are you gonna be there May 1st?
Fuck no. But my money can be there. Joe,
who
did I give
you money,
send
your money with?
Joe, did
who
I go
can you
send
your money
with?
Who can
money.
You send your money
he did
with?
Send the money.
Who can
he
you
bet it on
bet a thousand? Bet a thousand.
Damn.
You sound like
Damn.
The guy you betting with. You sound like the guy you like.
Wait a minute. Who you betting on?
You
money
just
against?
Wait. I said bet $20. Nice little friendly bet. You said no, dig in my pocket. I went in my pocket. I looked. I had $1,000.
You went
bet
too far in the motherfucker. You went too far in the
race?
Motherfucker.
Hey,
no,
hey,
that's
hey,
a bet.
What race?
Cliff
no,
is a big boy. He can talk for himself. Shut
no,
up,
no,
James.
No, I just
want to
know
make...
what race.
Shut up,
what
James.
That's
James.
All I'm asking.
Shut up before I make Bobby lock your punk ass in. Shut up.
Make him lock me in. I ain't shut them down. I ain't shut them down. If Bobby drives, yeah, he got the fucking back tie with that shit.
He'll take the back tie in the break. Back tie in the break.
Oh, now you begging.
No, I'm not begging. He offered a back tire. I didn't like the offer, so I want something that I want. He gave me the back tire and the brake to it, and I'll make Bobby.
All
take
I asked you did was what race was you betting on? That's all.
I wasn't talking to you. Every time Cliff opened his mouth, you got to be Captain Saberho.
That's all I was asking you. What race? I know you said it was Bobby and who?
OG Bobby and the Wet Mouth Crew.
Oh, that's all I was asking.
Dave, you know what? Fuck it. I'll be there May 1st. Elbow ain't going to be there, but damn it, I'll be there. You ain't
we
there.
Why that's what I'm talking about.
Fuck it, I'll be there.
We're going to get
good. Hey, we're going to head
bring
over
your car.
Bring your
back.
Car.
Boy, they,
bring your car. I dare you to bring your car. I dare you.
Who?
Don't worry about
dude,
car.
Let him
car. I'm gonna, I changed Sweet Low Name to Elbow. I changed his name Sweet Low Name to Elbow, goddammit.
The car can't be.
Cliff. Cliff, let him that thousand.
There he go. There he go. Captain Saberho. This motherfucker.
I ain't
you should be a superhero. You should be in a comic
right.
book.
If you
want a superhero.
Bet him, you bet him, James. If you want to bet him, you bet him. I ain't going to sit here on this radio show and co-sign that something go wrong. But I can get my ass to Virginia, and I can get my ass back to work soon enough. I can do that. But pulling shit, I can't do that.
I tried to send the man a nice little friendly $20. He's about digging
well,
my pocket.
Listen, I told you, dug too fucking far.
Well, next time, tell me how far to dig, goddammit.
Dig halfway.
I got long fingers. I keep coming up with a towel.
Oh, shit. Oh, I don't
every
know.
Time I reach out and that buckle, $1,000 come out.
Ah, oh, shit.
Dave,
I'm going to call you, man. Cliff.
I'm going to
give you a good one. Cliff, I'm going to lay you. You done beat my man out of two deposits. I'll lay you 600 to your 1,000.
On what?
No. What do you think? What do you think? I'm that other dude?
It don't hurt to try, Cliff. You got to try a motherfucker every now and then.
I like the way Dave talk. I like the way Dave talk.
I like the way he talk, but he sounds stupid. Okay, I like the way he talk, but he sounds stupid.
Cliff, you got to try every now and then.
I'm with you,
you gotta
baby.
Try.
That's what
you got to try every now and then.
I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you, homie. We'll talk.
I'm gonna put OG Bobby on goddamn James Cornett before the year's out, and I don't even know Bobby, but I know he's a fucking people's champ.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Now he's
not right now. By the end of the year, he get a few goddamn
what?
He get a few knots in his belt. Huh?
Dave, May 2nd, you gonna wash your mouth out with soap.
Is that what come after
the totem
pole?
I'll tell you what.
When you're the
low
man on the totem pole, what's after that?
Man,
ain't you under the dirt?
Listen,
he running LeBron on May 1st. I like $100 the way the DP go.
Why you keep saying that? You know something. You know something.
Because
I know he's going to race. He's going to race. I know the man lie a lot, so I'm going on that.
Who's not going to race?
Who lie a lot?
Bobby? Oh,
Bobby not. How the fuck the champ not going to race? How the fuck the champ don't race? He the fucking champ.
Because I made him out of a liar.
Did you try to take out your feelings on me? That you have for Mr. Bobby?
I'm going
wait a minute.
I'm going on mute.
I'll tell you
I'm saving your ass for last.
The way he talking, you got the break and the clear in the eighth.
Oh,
you drive.
Shit. Woo!
Big,
oh, God.
Big.
Oh,
I
shit.
Turn
oh, shit. If
we,
that ain't a lot of race, I don't know what the fuck is. If you don't like that, then that's a thick-ass blood racer. Fuck God
we
almighty.
We set
oh,
this dummy
shit.
Up for bait. He's bait. We set this dummy up for bait, and he don't even know. Come on, dummy.
Oh.
Jump, Judy. Jump, Judy. Jump, Judy. We set this dummy up for bait. Jump, Judy.
Y'all playing.
Come
y'all
on, Judy.
With
jump,
that.
Judy.
Y'all playing. Listen. Y'all playing with that fucking sled. He ain't got shit. That's a sled.
Nah. You gotta know how to set a motherfucker up. Come on, Judy.
Jack, you said the man got the brake and the clear.
And the clear.
He good. Said it twice, as a matter of fact.
Come on, Chad.
Hey, Sad Ivor. Hold on, Sad Ivor. Where's that guy that was on there talking about, you know, if James gave him the back tire in the clear? God damn it, he's giving him the brake in the clear.
Brake in the clear. Good God, oh, my
God. Joe, unmute my mic. Why you mute my mic, Joe? Unmute my fucking mic, Joe. God damn it.
Your mic was never muted. Good. Come on, champ. Good God. I used to be a champ and be disrespected like that. Good God almighty.
Because
he ain't
nobody.
He ain't
no
champ.
He
passed
ain't no
out. Give him a few minutes to get the oxygen.
He ain't no
hold
champ.
On.
He ain't
on.
Nothing. Nobody. Nothing. He got a fucking sled. He got a sled.
Oh, shit.
That's
man,
what
got
he got, a sled.
He said, you
I
need
told
you
motherfuckers
going
to be breaking. Motherfuckers going to start breaking the one button on their phones after the day and May 7th. I told you that. All you got to do is the motherfucker's room. I'm telling you. That motherfuckers be setting their own self up and don't even know it.
Hold on. I'm opening up this mic. 848-3398. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right. What's going on?
All right.
It's Bernard. I'm just missing. There's a lot going on here.
All right.
What's up, Cliff?
Wait, Joe, where champ go?
Nothing's
where
up.
Champ
what's happening?
I don't know where champ went.
Hey,
I'm
Bernard,
just ready for
Bernard.
Yeah.
Are y'all racing Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Oh, okay.
2 o'clock, any lanes, 2 o'clock Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
Do we got to put an all-points bulletin out for champ? Where that Joe? Send the restroom people out to look for him.
I'm going back to mute.
Man, call the rescue us, the rescue people. Joe, come on, man.
Hey, Fat
Albert.
Hey, Fat Albert.
I'm going to say Fat Albert.
Hey,
Bernard.
OG Bonnie was on my list, but after hearing how James just gave him the break and clear, I don't want no parts of it.
Oh,
that was the ultimate disrespect right there.
Yes,
sir.
Bernard. Bernard.
Yes, sir.
Listen, some people need instructions, man. I mean, you know, I respect you, brother. Your game is right. But listen, give your man some instructions. Your man needs
a breaking clutch. Hey, man, you got to lock that in. I'm sorry.
Who's his man? Who's his man, Cliff? Who's his man?
His man is OG Bobby.
Oh, Bernard. James just offered him the break and the clear. What you think about that?
Should have been locked. That's a no-brainer.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir. The man, his partner, said it should have been locked. But we can't find him. We don't lost him.
It ain't OG Bobby no more. It's OD because he OD'd when I told him that.
Breaking
the class to the eighth, man. Shit.
Well, hey Jay, I offered him a way. You said he ain't gonna run Marcus. It's locked. I offered him a way out of it, so he ain't gotta pay that. You know, I'm sure I can talk to Marcus and take 250. Marcus will let him out of it for 250.
Nah, hell no. That race is locked. He ain't getting the hell out of that. Hell no.
That's right. I mean, James just said, hell no, he ain't going to run Marcus. So I'm trying to help him out. Let him get out of it. He paid the $250.
Hey, Fat Albert. Hell, listen. Fat Albert.
I I got a little pool.
I'm talking with Marcus on this one. Hell no. If Marcus let him out of this, I'm putting my foot in Marcus's ass, goddamn. He's just so clipped. He'll run him for 1,000 or 3,000 or better. Well, goddamn it, I'm telling you right now, we can do the same thing. If Potty ain't got to stop at 1,500, he can keep counting.
Oh, shit.
He ain't going to keep counting. He ain't got that kind of money. He ain't going to keep counting.
I thought it plugged in, too.
Shit, he ain't got to stop at no 1,500. No, come on, keep going.
Oh, he going to put the brakes on that 1,500. if it was Cliff, the sky's the limit. Well, he going to put them brakes on that 1,500. You watch.
Joe Gray, you coming down Sunday? Echo.
Joe might be on the back line. Joe might be on the back trying to find Champ. Joe calling the rescue people, the fire department, the ambulance. What's that dog y'all that go find people in the snow? They get one of them dogs to go find them. What happened to Champ?
Labrador Retriever. Labrador Retriever.
Yeah, that's it.
St. Bernard. It's a St. Bernard.
Tell them people.
St.
Bernard.
That's it.
Okay, St. Bernard, Labrador's got the list. Okay, Labradors go out there for something as well.
St. Bernard's got the liquor on it. We ain't got but 50 times. We got 18 more minutes before 9:30. The show might cut off, but we gotta find him, man. I can't go the rest of the night driving his truck, wondering what happened to Champ. I'm worried, man.
I told you 2 weeks ago, these pop-up microwave champions just don't last.
You ain't even
built for everybody. I said that.
Oh shit. Oh, boy.
Listen, if you win.
You're going to see on that LeBron race. Watch what I tell you. You're going to see on that LeBron race.
Mm-mm.
I like LeBron.
Hey, Joe,
anybody?
Running,
I like LeBron.
OG Bobby. Is that the race?
OG Bobby shooting LeBron on mode. I like LeBron.
Hey, look, ain't that the race for $10,000 apiece?
No.
This weekend, I believe, with those guys, Bernard and that Nova and the Malibu, I believe.
I don't think that's that much.
Oh, okay.
That race ain't that much.
Yeah, I think it's five. That's what they do.
I know one race on May 1st supposed to be for $20,000.
Oh, $10,000
a
piece.
Mike Brown and LeBron.
Good report. My bad. I know it's one of them. Yeah. I like, good God almighty.
We don't send $10,000 to Sunday. 10 each.
I like the small block.
No, but
well,
no, y'all running for 10 tonight? Okay.
Good. I got 200 on LeBron when he run, when he like OG. Since he throwed up my name about he won that little $200, so I take LeBron for that same 200. He locked that.
Why you keep calling it the little 200? Why is it the little 200?
Man, that little, man, I ain't no tricking with that. It ain't but $200, like I said. It's a little $200.
Listen, Fat Albert, they know the difference. Cause listen, when he had to hand me that goddamn couple of dollars, man, he looked at me, and it took him 2 seconds to let that money go. He looking at me.
Probably
had tears
after he walked away. Cliff, he started crying when he walked away.
I know he did.
Cliff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Cliff. Cliff. Dave, I never did like you, Cliff. You know, I never did like you.
Dave, I know you ain't gonna let them talk to you like that.
Hey, Joe, did you find him, Joe? Is Joe back? Is Joe still calling the rescue people?
I've been here all the time. I'm just laughing.
I thought you was calling the rescue people for the champ. We gotta find him. What happened? That man all the way up to breaking the cliff.
Joe, how many accident reports did you have to file tonight?
Hold on, this might be the champ calling now. Hold on, it might be the champ.
Hey, Cliff, Hey, Cliff, I'm going to make a milk carton and put OG Bobby on it. Put MIA. What do you think, Cliff? Do I need to make a milk carton for the champ?
Hold on a second. 347-3068. Your mic is open.
Oh, it ain't him.
347-3068. Your mic is open.
Damn,
James. Yeah, Long Island. It ain't the champ. The champ can't get no race. But damn, Fat Albert, I got that call the other night. I couldn't get none of that back from you. I cried like a baby, yo.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a phone call, Joe. Here it is.
Here's what?
Yeah, for real. Buddy, buddy,
brother. Hold on. Hey, Cliff, hold on, Joe. I called the rescue people. They found Champ. Go ahead, Champ. I found him.
Yeah, I hit the button by mistake. Okay.
No, you didn't. You hit it off purpose.
Hey,
James,
said he offered you the break. You got the break in the clear.
He just hold on. Just hold that.
Okay.
I got my hands full right now.
No, listen. I'm not holding that.
What?
You can cancel. You can cancel all those rates and bet all that money with me.
Oh, shit.
Showboating. Nah. I need to take these guys first. Then I can see you say you for last.
That's that bullshit. This is a one-time offer.
Ain't no bullshit. If you can do it now, you can do it then.
It's a one-time offer.
Be the last two guys go down the track. There you go.
Listen. This is a one-time offer.
I got my hands full.
How much is your deposit?
Ain't no one-time offer. If you can do it now,
How much is your deposit?
How much my what?
Your deposits.
$1,000 total.
$1,000 total. I tell you what, I'll pay him. And me and you run for $10,000.
Good God.
You said you got all that kind of money.
You said you got the money. Then you do the same thing I do. I do mine better. So what?
I understand
that. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Didn't he call me broke, James?
I'm going to save you for last, James. Don't worry about it.
I'll pay your
James, you can come on all the offers you want.
All of that. And you get
James,
that
you come all the offers you want.
Wait a minute.
When I'm finished with these two guys, then I get to your ass first.
You are handicap from me.
If you could, regardless of handicap, I don't want a handicap.
Oh,
you talk real as a sober.
Okay. I tell you what, I'll run your head up whenever you're ready. You don't want to say you don't need no handicap.
That's like I said, James.
Go ahead, run your
races. Let me do my two races. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. That'll never happen.
I'll make sure of that.
After I race you, I'm done.
I know you is.
No, after I race you, I'm done. So I ain't worried about
you. I know you are.
Let me do these.
I know you
Let me do these two guys, and then after that, I'm saying you last.
Oh, so you going to run me after you run these two guys?
I said after I run these two guys, and when I'm done, however the outcome comes, I'm still going to race you. You ain't seen nothing.
Lock in that lie. You ain't got nothing to lie. I'm telling you, I'm giving you my word. You're a big ass liar, James.
Nothing you come out your mouth is fucking lies. Everything you're a fucking liar. That's all you is. You just mad because you all your fucking feelings. That's all you is, James. That's all you is. You in your fucking feelings. You can't do. You can't beat me,
Bobby.
You can't beat me,
Bobby.
You can't beat me. You just mad because I beat your boy. You mad because I beat your boy and you ain't got nothing else coming.
I'm not mad at all.
So you show all the showboat you doing.
Stop talking me to death and lock me in.
You talking me to death? You trying to show that bias by race? Let me do my two with LeVar and the other boy, Big Jim Green.
I'll run you 1-10 after your two races. You pick a date.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you for last, Dame. Dame, don't trust Justin. Dame, you're not saying nothing slick. You ain't saying nothing fucking slick. Nothing. The money you keep calling with, I can cover it too. So you ain't saying nothing slick or try to buy a raise.
Like,
you ain't saying nothing slick.
Like,
I do the same
like
thing you do, but I do mine better.
Who sound like they
I do mine better. I do mine better.
Who sound like
so
they scared,
whatever you say,
though.
Ain't nobody scared. I just told you what I just said. I just told you what
you
I said I'm going to do. All right, James,
scared.
Whatever. Keep, move on to the next person. You done got the showboat now.
I ain't showboating. Lock me in.
Bobby. You got his money. You don't have to go back and forth with him. He just wants attention. Don't talk to him.
I don't
you
want
got
no
his
attention.
Money.
Hey,
yeah.
One thing you know about me, Dave,
Dave, I don't want attention. You're the champ. Don't talk to the peasants.
He ain't beat me. He ain't beat me.
He got you in your
he
pocket.
Won't even
he got
race
your pocket.
Me.
He got in your
it's
pocket.
Coming,
he beat
man.
Your man.
Me.
He beat your
he
man.
Won't race me. He did. He won't
race his man.
He don't have to.
He
don't have to
race,
race you. He keep racing other people,
he
and you say, keep betting
minute,
on them.
First of all,
and he keep digging in
Dave.
Your pocket.
He
first of all,
race Jason. Jason whipped
Dave.
His ass. He won't race Jason again. That's how much said he is.
First Dave, the man said he's doing better than me. I don't know how he's doing better than me.
He didn't say he was doing. No, James, you're wrong.
No,
he never
said
he was doing better than you.
He said he do
what you do, but better. That's what he said.
Yeah, okay. Then what does that say? He doing better than me. Okay.
No, he said he do it better. He said he do it better than you.
Exactly,
I only work 2 days out of the week, so
Dave,
how much
you need
better
to
can
keep
you
quiet,
do?
Man, because you ain't won no money in two
I only
days.
Work 2 days
quiet.
Out of a week, so how much better can you be doing it?
Seriously, Dave, you need to keep quiet. You ain't won no money in 2 years, and there's a lot of motherfuckers out here like you that are in the same position. You need to keep quiet.
Cliff, how do you know what I've won in the
You've
last
been paying
year?
Motherfuckers in 2018. You need to keep quiet, man. Seriously, you can do it. Dave, don't listen to him.
I ain't listening.
I didn't get to get none of them hundreds out your pocket, boy. I heard I got a phone call. They said them boys called Red Rock. I said, come on, man, for real? My man said, yeah. I said, you bullshit. I said, what time we leaving? He said, leaving what? He said, they threw out the white towel. I said, get the fuck out of here. You joking. He said, nah. I said, damn, and I ain't thought about nobody. I said, I can't get Fat Albert ass. Damn.
Oh, good God.
Don't worry, Bobby. I got you. I'm going to get you. I got you. You don't even see it coming. I got you.
You on his mind, Bobby. You on his mind, Bobby. God damn, you on his mind.
I'm going to be all in his pocket, too.
He ain't gonna sleep at night. I ain't worried about it.
So y'all never put a time on that race?
Which race?
You versus OG Bobby. Y'all not running on May 1st?
No. No. He don't want to run me. He don't want to run me. You got me confused. You don't want to run me.
I'm sorry, but you know when you told him 1 on 10K, God damn it, or he get to break it clear. You're supposed to take that shit. I don't give a damn. You give me the break it clear, God damn it. I got to try you.
Hold on a second. Who said? Who is this?
Antoine.
Hold on, Antoine. Wait a minute. You forgetting something, Antoine? You forgetting something?
What's that?
I'll pay his deposits.
Oh, Lord. Let me get the hell off lunch break. God damn. Ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way in
in hell as a girlfriend, or shit, hell as a man. You can't let another man tell you you can pay your deposit and give you the break and clear. Oh, hell no.
Very disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
Get up off
the
ropes, Bobby. Get up off the ropes, Bobby.
Antoine, do we need to take Champ away from him? He shouldn't be called Champ.
Hell, hey, get that chance shit back to Cliffy. God damn, he got more heart.
Oh, shit.
Thank you.
Fat Albert.
He can't get
saved by the standing eight count, but he can get saved by the shit saying thank you for listening to Blog Talk.
Hey, look, you got 5 more minutes. It might come up late. That can save him.
Hey, Fat Albert, right or wrong though? If a person gave Stone Cold give your car to break and clear, ain't you gonna take it?
Man, shit, lock.
It ain't no way a man could tell me he could pay my deposits just to run me. And God damn it, he could give me the break and clear. Oh, hell no.
But also man, though, ODB, they said it's got to be for 10 or better.
Man, shit. Hey, listen, he just told Cliff, think about this. He just told Cliff he'll run him for $1,000 on $3,000. He just locked Marcus in for $5 on $15.
God damn, that's
$4,500 right there. What the fuck is that?
We all understood that. Thank you, Antoine. Thank you.
I mean, what the fuck is 1 on 10 if you got 2 races right there for $5,000? What the fuck? And you can bet on the side. Shit, he better go ahead and take his damn chance on that break and clear for 1 on 10 or hush that mouth up. God damn.
Mm-mm, oh, he already muted himself.
James, I tell you what, James. If you don't get to him,
why are you trying to sound like you're trying to get out the race when we got the race? Whoever that talking?
Who's trying to get out of the race?
So you the one?
Who's that
talking?
That's Antoine.
Why are you talking? Yeah. Why are you sound like you trying to get me out the race with you? But I'm trying to. You call me out the race. So now you talking about you don't want to race me now?
What's going on? Who's trying to get you out? What race? You locked in with Swinging Low.
You locked in with Sweet and Low.
You locked in Sweet and Low. You're not locked in with me. I mean, it don't make no difference because when ODB comes, I'm going to jump on your neck the same way they are.
They're all the same team.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter, no matter how you put it. What they're looking at you right there is a fake ass grudge race in my pro stock Joe voice. Because the man is giving you the break and the clear to the ace. How is the man showboating? If he's telling you he's gonna pay you his deposits, there's no way in the world that you can say he's showboating. If he's gonna pay your deposit plus run you for $1,000 or $10,000,
so you want to race me? Hold on.
Matter of fact, we can bump the deposit up to $1,000 on fucking $3,000 or better. I ain't getting out no motherfucking race. I don't play no punk outs. Plain and simple.
Your man talking all that shit.
What I'm saying to you is this. There's no fucking way a man has come to me and tell me he's going to pay my deposit and lock me in on that fucking number. And me
man,
not taking
listen,
that fucking
I'm
race.
Not listening. Well, let me do it the way, let me do my shit the way I do my shit. You do
well,
it the way
you
do
then.
It.
I tell you what, it's real simple. I tell you what. Marcus, what is
it?
3 on 15? 5 on 15? No. Make it 5 on 15. No, fuck that. 5 on 2,000. I got the other 5. I got the minimum of 500. We're gonna crack his ass for 3,000 or more. I'm gonna show him.
He ain't gonna bet no more.
Y'all Mount Vernon boys ain't see shit yet. We're gonna show y'all what these country boys can do.
Mount Vernon.
Yes, sir. And watch this. And listen to this. I'm gonna tell you right now. You hear me? From where your car's leaving right now, you got the back fucking tire from ODB when she comes the fuck back out.
That's how the fuck I'm gonna do you.
I'm gonna show you.
Hurry up,
and I tell you what. And if you piss me
I will lock you right now for fucking May 30th with no fucking shake down shot in the fucking garage.
I ain't gonna
then
be
you
here.
Talk
I
to me.
Be here.
Then
oh,
you talk
Lord,
to me.
I ain't gonna be here.
And y'all know I'm nasty
Thank
with
you
it.
Thank you for using Bobby.
Yep.
You're mad for your mouth is
you
bad.
Mad, you mad,
and
mad.
You know I'm nasty with it. I'll take that bitch right out the fucking garage, fresh room, getting the motor built, and right down on your motherfucking ass off the trailer. Yes, sir.
Well, hurry up, then.
And that's the way
hurry
I get
up.
Busy.
Hurry up. Hey, you ain't done
hey, hey,
OG
hey.
Bobby.
Hey,
OG
sure
Bobby. You ever been busted?
They going after you.
You ever been,
sure man,
you
no.
ever been
they,
busted?
Man, no. They can talk. They can talk that talk all
OG.
They want. I'm still going to hold my title.
Hey, OG
I'm
Bobby,
still hold
you ever
stand.
Been busted out? You ever been busted out on before? You're going to see goddamn me first.
Oh, Lord.
You're going to see me first.
Morgan, listen. He ain't going to want to fuck with Mayhem nor the Bad Mouth crew after your race. Watch
man,
him.
Please, please. Mayhem ain't
Bobby,
got
I
shit.
I
ain't seen nothing to
you don't
that's
have
all,
a title.
That's going to scare me.
Bobby, you don't have a title.
All that's all talk.
You don't have a title. I hate to disappoint you, bro. You don't have a title. You put a
get
title
him,
on yourself
him,
what the fuck
hell,
you did. You put a stamp on yourself and you're trying to marry yourself.
I didn't put stick
now
on nothing. You ain't
getting all the
way
to
nothing. Now your ass is all
you don't
all
have
open.
A title. You
Chris,
don't have
you
a title,
got shit
homie.
Yourself. Chris, you ain't got
bro,
shit your
you
ass at all.
You don't have a title.
Bro, you ain't rather nothing.
Bro,
listen,
that's
bro.
A comic
what's the name
book
of your car,
and some
Bobby?
Crayons.
Bobby,
you
all
what
you
got
Bobby,
is
you
a comic
your car?
Book and some crayons, bro, but you don't have
my
a
car
title.
My car name is
Weekend
Low.
See, when I come
y'all
see you, we're going to do for that thing like you said.
I'm saying,
after
Bobby,
these two races,
I'm
going to definitely come see you for you. If you have all the grandstand you want. You have all the grandstand you want.
Bobby, what's the name of your car?
What the what?
What's the name of his car? What's the name of your car, Bobby?
What's the name of your car, Bobby?
It's
going to be called Ghostbusters when we get done with it, May 1st.
It's
Gangster. It's Gangster. The name of his car is Gangster.
It's Wankster.
Oh, Lord. I'm back quiet. I'm back quiet. Lord have mercy.
Hey, OG Bobby,
God,
I'm going to tell you right now.
I know somebody waiting on that. Hold on, Bobby. I know somebody waiting on somebody. I know somebody waiting on see. Thank you for using Blog Talk, but I already called him. I got another hour.
But listen. Hey, shout out.
Yeah.
He better do like the goddamn marriage lady told her husband. You better dig in the floor and get some motherfucking more come May 1st. I'm telling you that right now. Because your ass is whipped.
Oh, shit.
Your ass is whipped come May 1st. You better dig in the floor and grab some more. I'm telling you right now, goddamn it.
I ain't hardly worried about y'all.
No,
nah,
ain't coming no more than 1,500.
Hey, Marcus.
You.
I tried to let him get out, but OG said he running your ass, Marcus. He ain't getting out of nothing. So he said he got you. He's gonna get it.
Hello.
Wait, this was,
hey,
Fat
yeah.
Albert, just
okay.
Watch the taillights.
Yeah.
When you see them taillights get tapped, you already know collect your money.
Good God, oh my.
OG Bobby say he ain't scared of none of y'all.
Not one.
Listen, you picked a good one.
I gotta give him credit.
Listen,
I gotta give him credit now. What I'm gonna say, no disrespect to Cliffy, but after that weak ass pass I seen at Galat, man, you better take that motherfucking car, make that a bitch a street car for real.
Yeah, well.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Listen,
and that's real
time.
Live.
That's,
like,
right.
That's real live.
That's all I got right now, and I'ma run it. That's all I got right now, and I'ma run it. Okay.
Yo, where you at, Joe? This your show. Why you so quiet, yo? Oh, my. I ain't
right
never...
I'm letting y'all talk.
Hey, Fat Albert, he don't know what to say.
Hey, Joe, it's going
to
be a totally different show the May 2nd. What's it, the May 2nd or the next Tuesday night after the 1st?
The 4th. May 4th.
The
4th.
The 4th. It's going to be a totally different conversation.
We're going to see what they got to say, right?
Hey, Bobby, me and Joe, the winner of the show, we always give, if you win, the first 30 minutes of the show, it belongs to you. So that means you get to talk all the shit you want for the first 30 minutes. Joe ain't
going to
do
that. Trust me, I'm going to get my piece in.
I don't even believe that.
Let me say this. Hey, Fat Albert.
I ain't going to do
no more 10 minutes. Fat Albert, if the man give up that deposit,
I want at least 10 minutes of the show if he give up that deposit.
Please.
Oh, good report. I'm telling
y'all.
Good report.
I give
it to you.
Please.
Good report. Uh-oh. Good God almighty.
I guess these weak-ass,
fake-ass fly-by-night grudge racers thinking they tough. Let's see how tough really is.
Yeah, let's see how tough you really is. Because you sure didn't redeem none of them races you lost with them big-ass, big-time races you done ran with. Jason's still waiting on you. Still waiting on you.
Ooh. Well, me and EP running.
Okay. Jason's still waiting on you.
What? Jason ain't waiting on me. I ain't waiting on Jason.
You still waiting. You took that ass whooping from him. Go back and redeem
and
that
I
ass
took
whooping.
It. I took it like a man and kept moving.
And go back and redeem it. Since you're so tough, show me how tough you really is.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Show me how tough you really is.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about that for a minute. Didn't Cliff say he wanted to run you again?
What's it talking about?
Didn't Cliff say he wanted to run you again so he could redeem himself?
Yeah, and I told Cliff. I said, Cliff, 1,000 DP, 3 or better.
Why are you trying to buy it?
Why are you trying to buy the race? Because that's what
that
I want.
That man don't bet
I'm
like that. Nobody,
car.
Everybody
not,
knows.
Well, I don't know
everybody
why
everybody knows. And you know.
I don't know.
Cliff don't bet like that.
No, I don't. Y'all was over there helping him.
You
y'all
do
like
know.
Y'all fucking stooges over there at the stage right over there.
You do
he
know.
He almost ran y'all fucking over.
Run my car and
y'all,
I act
all
like
y'all
a
was over there helping
by them. Myself.
You, Mark,
listen,
and Crunch was
all
over there helping. All y'all had good money
and I act like the three stooges by myself.
You right. You damn sure right.
Right,
I'm going to run your
car. Car.
You wait. I'm going to run your car. Trust me, James. I'm going to run your
car. You ain't going to run my car.
James,
later on
everything
the year,
I love, I'm going to run your
the
car.
Worst
then you're going to lock
get.
Out before the season's out.
The later
please.
On the year, right. The worse it gets.
Okay. Get. The same thing for me.
You better catch
like
me
said,
now.
I make
better
the same,
catch me now.
I do the same.
You better catch me now.
Okay, James. It don't matter.
Catch
it
me
don't
now.
Matter. James, it really don't matter. I do the same thing you do, but I do it better.
You got the weakest, worst car out here. Your shit look like a left from a fucking
street. I don't
try to
be that weak. I want that
weak ass shit look like a left from
a
fucking street.
With a weak. And who won? Who got the money in the pocket? Who
and
won?
Still,
this was so weak.
Weak ass car look all like a left from a fucking street.
Okay, well, then that's your opinion then. That's why all y'all jumping on it. So come on. Y'all take all that money. And then I'm going to reinvest it right back in the car.
Now, if you really ran it, act on.
Good God almighty.
You better find out where the nearest shelter is around your town, man, after May 5th. I knew
Kelly was going to say something. I knew he was going to say something. Damn. It's hard being the champ, ain't it, Bobby? It's hard being
yeah,
the champ.
Yeah, it is, but
right?
I can stand toe-to-toe, hold my own.
Hey, Fat Abba, hey, I was never the champ. I just raced.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
That's all.
Now, James, you don't want no title. You just want that money.
No, I just want to get to that. I just want to get at him.
You want him bad for... Man, I ain't never heard about that. I'll pay your deposit, which is about $1,000. Give you the break and the clear. Man, I'm ready to try
Fat
you
Albert.
For my Lexus. You offer me that.
Hey, Fat
God,
Albert.
Damn.
Fat wow. Albert. When James said that shit, I fell out the chair. I was like, God damn, he done went crazy.
Hey, look.
Shit, you ain't the only
truck.
One.
I went over the next
listen. I'm driving this UPS truck.
Listen, I'm driving this tractor trailer. I went in the next man's lane. He cussed me out, blinking his lights. Man, get in your fucking lane. I said, man, the man just offered him the break and the clear. Good. No, he offered him the break and the clear. Good. I said, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to swerve.
Y'all want to hear something? He didn't take it because
uh-oh.
He knew goddamn well James was serious. And he know James got
shit
to handle it.
Hey, Cliff.
He knows damn well he
the
was
whole
serious.
Shit about it, too, Cliff. I knew he was serious. That's what made me fall out the fucking chair.
Hey, Fat Albert, you still got that Camaro?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hurry up.
I got a big guy and a small guy. Which one you want?
I just said hurry up. It don't matter.
The big guy ready right now.
Well, my Nova ready.
Well, let's lock in for May 1st.
No, I ain't gonna have that. I'm not gonna be able to drive two cars May
1st. You just said it was rigged. Oh, okay, champ. That's your number.
No, I can't take two cars. I can't afford to take two cars.
I'll come get it. I'll come pick it up with you. I'll come pick it up for you. Bring it to the track for you.
Or come on, pick it up and pay the entry fee too.
All right, but you gotta pay for me transport.
See, then I might well just pay for the damn.
Oh, Lord, man. Y'all done put